Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabert, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Recording started.
Top of the day to you. I welcome you today to another prophetic experience, Time of Prayer. I am Dr. Laron Matthews, over here of Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry and Laron Matthews Ministry. And we thank God for our covenant partners and virtue partners and virtue members from joining us from around the world. We're getting ready to take time to pray. In times like these, when there is an urgency in the land, there is a tremendous need for men and women of God to be in position for what God is doing and for what God is releasing and ultimately for what's happening in the land. As our ancestors prepared themselves to stand in the gap with you and for you, many of you that are listening in, set your heart as a flint. Set your spirit in motion. The word of God says, where there's two or three gathered together in his name, as we touch and agree on earth to ask him anything in the Father's name, it shall be done. One of us will put 1,000 in the flight, and two, 10,000. So as we stand together and release the power and the glory of God, we're watching the majestic sign of God in the land. Also, the word of God said in Amos 3 and 3, how can two walk together except they be in agreement? You need someone to stand with you concerning your prayer request, because ultimately your prayer request will become somebody's praise report. We're getting ready to take time today to believe God. All seven continents came into realignment in 2020. And things we're watching and seeing are causing many people to go through. And God has intercessors and prayer warriors who are not going to bow to the system of the world or to them, but they're going to stand tall, pray, stand tall, believe, stand tall, stall, and teach, stand tall, and herald the word of God throughout the land. As our prayer warriors prepare to intercede and then intercept, we need many of you to stand with us too, because as you're standing in the gap, there's numbers, and in numbers we have power, we have authority, we have strength, and we have victory over every attack of the enemy in the land. After all, in those numbers, and the word of God said in the book of Luke 18 and 1 unto this end, man ought to always to pray and to not faint, withstanding strongly, powerfully in the gap and on behalf of so many people who need a word from the Lord. And I know that many of you believe in God that he will do things in the unexpected or miraculous. We have family members and loved ones. We have children. We have mates. We have people that are connected to us on our job. We have people that are in hospital that are going through. So our job as intercessors and prayer warriors and ministry gifts around the world is to stand in the gap. Standing in the gap not only means we're standing, but we're actively standing, doing the work of ministry, impacting the lives of God's people, walking and seeing the perfect manifest and the glory of God get the victory. We're getting ready to go into a time of prayer. Whatever you believe in the Lord for And I mean whatever you are believing the Lord for. There are teams of intercessors and people from around the world that are covering all seven continents. So whatever state, nation, country that you're in, we're standing with you today. Sound is a very pivotal thing in the earth realm. So sound moves at 1,128 feet per second. It's larger than 3 baseball fields. So release the sound of God and watch the presence of God move over you, in you, and through you. We're standing with you today, and we believe in God for you, for your purpose and mandate in the ministry on today. We get ready to go into a time of prayer. God bless you, and I pray for you on today.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. The scripture reading will be coming to you from Ephesians, hallelujah, out of the Amplified Bible. And it's chapter 1, 17 through 19. I always pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may grant you a spirit of wisdom and revelation that gives you a deep and personal and intimate insight into the true knowledge of him. For we know the Father through the Son. And then I pray that the eyes of your heart, the very center and core of your being, may be enlightened, flooded with light by the Holy Spirit, so that you will know and cherish the hope and the divine guarantee, the confident expectation to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, so that you will begin to know that the immeasurable and unlimited and surpassing greatness of his active spiritual power is in us who believe. These are in accordance with the workings of his mighty strength. Hallelujah. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Glory be to God. And as we continue to celebrate you, Father, hallelujah, through the sound of the shofar, we still yet magnify your Ten Commandments throughout this month. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Thou shalt have no other God before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Honor thy father and thy mother. Thou shalt not keep. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet. Hallelujah. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for making your presence known, for staking your territory, God, in the name of Jesus, for standing right here with us, Father, and allowing no weapon formed against us to prosper. Thank you, Lord, for your Ten Commandments, for truly these are your words that you have spoken that we should abide by. And anywhere, in any way, in anything that we have done, Father, that is not pleasing to you, that we have fallen short of your glory in your Ten Commandments, Father, we ask you to forgive us, even in the things that we say and do and the thoughts that we have that have gotten away, Father. Forgive us, glory be to God. We ask you to forgive us of our sins, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We truly and earnestly desire to serve you, that you be pleased with our service, Father. Hallelujah. Excuse me. Hallelujah. Thank you for that, Jesus, in the name of Jesus. We just appreciate you for who you are and for what you've done. You're such a loving, kind, and we are just grateful for this hour to be here with you, grateful this hour to be able to open our mouths and praise you for all that you're doing, for all that you have yet to do in our lives. We magnify you, Father. We glorify you. You are worthy to be praised, Father God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, we honor you. God, thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. You're so wonderful. You're so magnificent. You're so awesome. Hallelujah. As we have been taking time to fast and pray, glory be to God, throughout this month, Lord, we've been before you, hallelujah, seeking your face. Glory be to God. Now, a couple of weeks, Father, and I know in every household the sacrifices that's been made to push back things, hallelujah, to deny ourselves of things, Father God, because we truly and earnestly want to hear your voice. Follow your instructions, hallelujah. So in this time of fasting and praying, Father God, I want to ask you, glory be to God, I just want to ask you for my sisters and brothers, glory be to God, hallelujah, that's standing on the word of God. I ask you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, glory be to God, that you give us understanding, hallelujah, hallelujah, understanding, Father God, in the revelation of your will and purpose for our lives as we're standing on your word, Father God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. I ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you give us a spirit of wisdom, glory be to God, in revelation. Hallelujah. I ask you to give us a spirit of wisdom and revelation, Father God, and let the eyes of our understanding be enlightened in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Glory be to God. I know in the name of Yeshua, hallelujah, that much prayer and much power will get us there, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, anything trying to obscure our vision, hallelujah, any spirits that's trying to cause any spiritual cataracts or scales, be removed from our eyes, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Father God, any obscuring hallelujah, of our vision, hallelujah, any hues trying to block or dim the vision, hallelujah. I ask you, Father God, to clear the atmosphere, hallelujah, clear the atmosphere. Clear the atmosphere. Clear the atmosphere, Father God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I know you have us in the palm of your hands, Father God, molding and shaping us during this time of consecration, Father God. Open our eyes, hallelujah, that we will be able to understand the wondrous things that you're doing. Candle, Father God, to shine upon us in the name of Jesus, upon our heads, Father God. My God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you. I thank you. This your rain, glory be to God, that instruct us. Hallelujah. It's your rains that instruct us, Father God, through all the night seasons. Let us awaken, Father God, awaken with revelation every time we go to sleep, Father God. Cause us to wake up, hallelujah, and hear what you're saying, Father God, through the dream. Glory be to God as you show me that Daniel, hallelujah, he pressed through the dreams, glory be to God, as we're consecrating, Father God, and we're in this intimate place with you. Let us press through to get the answers as you give us dreams and visions, as you bless us with trances and begin to show us the deep and mighty things, hallelujah. We're searching you, Father God. We're searching you, Father God. We are searching you for answers. Hallelujah. Yes, Father God. Open our eyes to behold the wondrous things, Father, out of your word. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking you, Father God, to reveal your secrets to your servants and your prophets, Father. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, glory be to God. I'm asking you, Father God, let your arm be revealed in our lives, each and every one of our lives as we're pressing through in this fast, Father. Hallelujah. Some are denying food, Father God. Some are denying habits. Whatever it is we've walked away from and said, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to seek God for the answers that he has for my life, for my family's lives, for sicknesses that can only be broken through fasting and prayer. Oh, God, you've been so good to us. Hallelujah. You breathe new life into us as we're going forward. Hallelujah. You're so good. You're so great. You're so righteous. You're the loving God. You are alive and well in each and every one of us, Father. Hallelujah. Let our visions. Let us receive visions today, Father. Let us receive your visions, your revelations. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Not that we feel that we would be mighty of ourselves, because we want to glorify you in the walk, in the talk. Glory be to God. Bring it to us, Lord, as we sacrifice, as we push things away, get closer to you, to get closer to gain what you would have us to gain during this time. We love you, Father. It is such an honor and a privilege to be called worthy. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, you call us worthy. Hide not your commandments from us, Father. In the name of Jesus, let us speak the wisdom of your mystery. In these things, I pray for my sisters and brothers as myself. Glory be to God. In the name of Jesus, I pray, Father God, as the warriors go forward, Father God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, as your warriors go forward, Father God, in the name of Jesus, give them the wisdom, the knowledge, hallelujah, the things that you want to bring forward today, Father God, that will cause freedom hallelujah, that will tear down strongholds in people's lives today. Oh, God, I thank you for, hallelujah, Evangelist Elva. I thank you for her life. I thank you for her sacrifice, Father. I thank you for the things that you have for her to do as she goes forward. Glory be to God. In this fast, Father, I thank you for how you're causing new doors in her life open up as you have spoken to Prophetess Tracy about the doors, the many doors that are being opened for the saints of God. Glory be to God. Bless us, Father God. Bless us, bless us, bless us on today. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You're worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised. I thank you, Lord, that you keep us well and keep us healthy, Father God, that no sickness and disease continue. You have stood on that scripture, Father God. You have given us that scripture to stand on, and we have stood on that scripture. And we're standing here today because your word is true. Today is on yesterday. Hallelujah. No sickness and disease shall come nigh thy dwelling. Hallelujah. For the places and the people that have gotten touched by diseases of flu and allergies and different things that's graced our body, I thank you, Lord, that you're the same God today as on yesterday, and we are healed. Healing is the children's bread. So we're standing here today because you've chosen us. Hallelujah, in this uncommon season with the favor that you have upon each and every one of our lives as we go forward in the fast, Father. I thank you. Thank you that you've given us revelation today and that the eyes of our understanding is being enlightened on today. Much prayer, much power. Glory be to God. Much prayer, much power. On today, in Jesus' mighty name, I thank you. Victory. Is ours, saith the Lord, as he grants us this wisdom and knowledge, and with all that understanding through this fast. We are more than conquerors. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Hallelujah, in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Glory be to God. Father God, we just thank you, hallelujah, for this beautiful day you have made. Hallelujah, God. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, Lord God. We are the sheep of your pasture, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we just bless your holy name, God. Thank you for goodness and mercy that shall follow us all the days of our life, God. Father, we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. God, we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, for your goodness and your mercy, O God. Thank you, Lord God, even for traveling mercies on today, Lord God. Thank you for traveling mercies near and far for your people, Lord God. Thank you for even giving me traveling mercies every morning when I leave from work, oh God. Even when I'm drifting to go to sleep, oh God, you keep me, hallelujah, aware, oh God, of the powerful machinery that I'm operating, known as a car. God, I thank you, Lord God, for keeping me alert and bringing me into the front of my house, God. Hallelujah, and thank you for blessing me to be home safely today, this morning, to pray, oh God, from driving an hour. Hallelujah, God, I bless your holy name. I honor you, God. You said it in your word. Men are to always pray and not faint. In the name of Jesus, so we thank you for the opportunity, oh God, to pray, oh God. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, oh God, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Hallelujah, they shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. So we thank you, Lord God, that we will not faint, oh God. Hallelujah, even in the day of adversity, oh God, we thank you for strength, oh God. Hallelujah, our strength is great and mighty through you, oh God. Hallelujah, to the pulling down of strongholds, to casting down imaginations and every high thing that would exalt itself against your knowledge, oh God. And we bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, oh God. So we thank you, Lord God, for blessing us, oh God. Hallelujah, to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in your word, knowing that our work is not in vain. Hallelujah, as we labor in you, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we trust you, oh God. We look to the hill from which cometh our help. All our help comes from you, Father God, the maker of heaven and earth, oh God. Hallelujah. We delight to do your will, oh God. We delight to obey your word, your laws, your ordinances, your statutes, oh God, your commands, your mandates, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for leading and guiding us into all truth, oh God. Father God, you said those that are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. So we thank you, Lord God, that we are your sons and daughters, Lord God. Hallelujah. Seeking your face, Father God. Studying to show ourselves approved unto your workmen that need not be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. Hallelujah, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that we're complete in you, who is the head of all principality and power. We thank you for truth, oh God, on today, God. We thank you for holiness and righteousness living, oh God. In the name of Jesus, you said, without holiness, no man shall see the Lord, oh God. So we thank you for holiness, oh God. We call you holy, 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 Lord God, almighty, oh God. Hallelujah. We are the sheep. Hallelujah. We are your children, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, thank you for protecting us. Thank you for watching over us, oh God. Thank you for even watching over your word, oh God, that we can have all the promises that you have created and spoken in this earth, oh God. Hallelujah. For all your promises are yes and amen. In the mighty name of Jesus, forgive us for anything we've done that is not like you, any sin of omission, commission, disobedience, transgression, iniquity, sins of omission, commission, anything that grieves, vex, offend, overrides you in any way, form, or fashion, oh God, we ask you to forgive us on today, Father, in the name of Jesus, that your perfect will be done and be glorified in what we say and what we do, God, in the name of Jesus. Continue to order our steps in your word and lead and guide us into all truth, Father. Hallelujah. Bless your holy name, oh God. Hallelujah. Bless your righteousness, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that righteousness exalts a nation, but a reproach to any people, oh Father. So we thank you, Lord God, that we follow after the ways of righteousness, oh God, which separated us from the servants of sin, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, that we are clean in you, oh God. Hallelujah, clean through your word, which you've spoken in us, Father God. So we abide in your word, and your word abide in us, and we can ask what we will. Thank you, oh God. Hallelujah, for all your promises being yes and amen. Thank you for watching over your word, oh God. We thank you that your word will not return into you void, but it will accomplish into where it's been sent in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God, for the intercessors all over the world today, oh God. Continue to strengthen them, oh God. Continue to crown them with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, God. Continue to open up their insight, their hindsight, their foresight, oh God. continue to cause them to know without a shadow of a doubt what you're doing at such a time as this, oh God. Hallelujah. We humble ourselves under your mighty hand, oh God, that you will exalt us in due time. Hallelujah. To be obedient to your will, to do your will, oh God. You said if we be willing and obedient, we shall eat the good of the land. So we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. For the obedience, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, where your spirit is, there is liberty, God. We thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you for, hallelujah, Evangelist Mary Teasley on today, God. We cover her in the blood, God. Strengthen her in her body, oh God. Give her the desires of her heart, Father. Continue to open up understanding and wisdom and knowledge to her, oh God. Cause her to go into the depths, hallelujah, the deeper places, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Hallelujah. Cause her to swim in the deep, deep, deep realms, oh God, of the deluge of your promise, oh God, by your spirit, Father. In the name of Jesus, continue to open up her understanding, oh God. Hallelujah. Continue to create in her clean heart, oh God, and renew the right spirit within her, Lord God, that she will please you, Lord God. She has a heart and desire to continue to please you, Lord God. So we thank you, Lord God, even as she seek your face, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you that her request has been made known unto you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, cover her children, oh God. Cover her family. Hallelujah. We cover her in the blood of Jesus. Cover that which she's set her hands out to do, oh God. Cover her workplace in the mighty name of Jesus. Strengthen her body in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for the victory on today. Oh, Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for Prophetess Pollard on today, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. For wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, oh God. Hallelujah. Continue to crown her with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Continue to open up your words to her in the mighty name of Jesus. Continue to give her, hallelujah, understanding, oh God, of your will and your way. Hallelujah, Lord God. Thank you for your mighty hand outstretched, oh God. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father God, we bless your holiness, oh God. We bless your holy name, Father. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah. Lead and guide us into all truth, oh God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, thank you for the victory on today, oh God. Thank you for your victory on this hour, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you for truth, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you for your truth, oh God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. That you said that which is, howbeit that which is natural, hallelujah, first before that was is spiritual. So, God, we thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that even though we live in a natural body, even though our bodies, hallelujah, have been sown, hallelujah, have been sown, hallelujah, natural, Lord God, you're raising us up spiritual bodies, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, that there's a natural body and there's a spiritual body, oh God. We thank you for your spirit on today, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that even though the first man, hallelujah, Adam was made, hallelujah, a living soul, oh God. You're making the last man Adam, oh God, and we are in Adam, oh God. You're making us quickening spirits, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Hallelujah, God. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. That which is natural comes first, oh God, but that which is spiritual comes first. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. So we spiritual bodies, oh God, may move into the natural and see the natural, oh God, but you quicken us to know what you're doing by the spirit, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because the first man of us was of the earth, oh God, hallelujah, but the second man of us is, hallelujah, the Lord, hallelujah, from heaven, oh God, we thank you, oh God, hallelujah, as is the earthly, such are they also that are earthly, oh God, and as is the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly, Lord God, we thank you that we have been seated together with you in heavenly places, oh God, hallelujah, and even though we bore the image of the earthly, oh God, we shall bear the image of the heavenly, Father God, so I thank you, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that we would not be deceived by the delusions and illusions of the world, oh God, the systems of the world, oh God, in the name of Jesus, even as they're talking about the 5G on today, oh God, and talking about the 5G, Lord God, the towers, Lord God, hallelujah, these towers have been up for a while, Lord God,
God. But in the name of Jesus, God, we ask you to continue to cause us to move out of the natural thoughts, oh God, the natural realms, and move into the spiritual realm, oh God. In the name of Jesus, to be aware, oh God, of what the hidden agenda is, oh God. Hallelujah, for the way of the world, Father God, for they are preparing to turn up the 5G IMF system, oh God. In the name of Jesus, that brings, hallelujah, hallelujah, hindrances to our lives and to our body, Father God. We ask you to cover us in the blood of Jesus. Cover us and keep us safe from all accidents, hurt, harm, danger, seen and unseen, from the systems of the world, from the enemy, the beast, oh God. Hallelujah, the false prophet, everything that's coming out to steal, kill, and destroy, oh God. The thief, oh God. For you said it in your word that you came, that we may have life, oh God, and have it more abundantly, oh God. So we thank you, Lord God, that, hallelujah, no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment we condemn in the name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you for your word, Father. So we bind every principality, every spiritual wickedness in high places, every rulers of darkness of this present world, oh God, of this Babylonian system, oh God. We bind it from against your people, Father, in the name of Jesus. Continue to give us clarity and understanding, oh God, hallelujah, what befalls us, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that you're hiding us in the shadow of your arms, oh God, under the shadow of your wing, oh God. Hallelujah, we thank you that we are your children, oh God. Hallelujah, we shall be set upon a hill, oh God, and we shall give light to those in darkness, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you and we praise you, Lord God. Hallelujah, even as they're preparing to give 400 million masks, oh God. Hallelujah, the K95 masks, God, in the name of Jesus, to all these people, oh God. Hallelujah, I thank you, Lord God, that you give me wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, oh God. You give me words of wisdom, words of knowledge, words of understanding, revelation knowledge, oh God. Hallelujah, as I was preparing, oh God, hallelujah, to go and just be a get a lot, Lord God, even as many people are probably planning, oh God, I'm going to Handorobo Sikete, going to the Handoro Sekete, to the pharmacy and get a whole bunch and stock up, oh God, but you quickened my spiritual man, oh God, from that natural man that I was, hallelujah, born in the earth, oh God, and you quickened my spirit and said, just beware and be watchful, oh God, because we don't know what they're putting in these masks, Handoro Sekete, that they're giving away to all the people in the nation for free, Lord God. We got to be aware, oh God. So God, continue to give us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, oh God. Open up our insight, oh God. Open up our perception, Father God, to know where the enemy lies, oh God, to lie in waste, oh God, at noonday, oh Father. Cause us to know his plans and his plots against us, oh God. Cause us not to run according to, hallelujah, the plan of the enemy, to run to things that, hallelujah, our natural minds grasp quickly, to think that everything is all right. But cause us to stand still and see your salvation, oh God, in the name of Jesus, to stand still and see your salvation, oh God, and wait for you to speak to our spiritual man, oh God, our spiritual man that is here with you in heavenly places, oh God, and you will give us revelation knowledge, oh God, of the dark, hallelujah, places, of the dark plans, oh God, of the dark plots of the enemy, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. So we decree and declare in the name of Jesus that every plan and plot that they will send out against us, oh God, even in the mass, oh God, even in the 5G system, oh God, we decree and declare that those plans become null and void, oh God. We lose confusion in the camp of the enemy. We decree and declare that those plans will not work, oh God, even as these vaccines have not worked like they wanted them to, oh God, against your people, Father God. Hashem de la Messiah, we come against a mockery vaccine or whatever that variant. We come against it in the name of Jesus. We cancel it. We decree it null and void, oh God. I thank you for the revelation knowledge you've given me concerning it. Hashem, and we cancel it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God. Only let your word prevail, Father God. But we thank you that we are protected in you, Father God. We thank you, oh God, that you will keep us, oh God, in perfect peace as we keep our mind stayed on you, Lord God. We don't fear the hand of the enemy. We don't fear the plans of the enemy. We don't fear what has been written concerning what the enemy would do to us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, because you've given us power, love, and a sound mind. mind, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for what you're doing for us, oh God. We thank you that you have a place of safety prepared for us, oh God. Hallelujah, God. You said we shall dwell safe, oh God. So we thank you that we shall dwell safe against the hands of the enemy, oh God, because we trust in you, Father God. We lean not to our own understanding, but in all our ways we acknowledge you, that you will continue to direct our path, Father God. Continue to direct our path according to your will and your purpose, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we thank you on today, God. Oh, God, you have chosen us at such a time as this, oh, God. You said you've chosen the sons of Issachar as well, oh, God, so that they shall know the times and the seasons, oh, God, that are upon us, oh, God. We thank you, Lord God. We loose the spirit of Issachar upon your people, oh, God, even those that are not saved, Father God, but those that you're calling to be saved, oh, God, those that you're calling to be delivered and set free and healed, Father God. We loose the spirit of Issachar upon them in the name of Jesus. We loose the mind of Christ upon them in the name of Jesus. We loose the seeking upon them, oh, God, that they will open up their, oh, God, hallelujah, and seek your face like never before, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Have your way in our life, oh, God. Save on today, Father. You said you would add to this church daily such as should be saved, Father God. So, God, we just ask you, oh, God, to save on today, Father God, all the people you have called at such a time as this, oh, God, according to your word, Father God. We bring your word to your remembrance, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that you said you would save daily such as should be saved, oh, God. So we send out the clarion call, oh, God, for those that are to be saved on today, Lord God. Hallelujah, to far and near, oh, God, to the uttermost parts of the earth, oh, God. We send out the clarion call, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Send it out to every geographical location, Lord God, that they will hear, oh God, by your spirit, that they will have a desire, oh God, by your spirit, oh God, to humble themselves and pray, oh God, and to seek your face, oh God, and to turn from their wicked ways, oh God, to be saved, oh God, hallelujah, to be healed, oh God. In their mind, we bind a mind-controlling spirit in the name of Jesus. We bind up every Leviathan spirit, every pride spirit, in the name of Jesus, controlling spirits, we bind you in the name of Jesus off of those souls that God has called at such a time as this, and on this day to be saved. We lose the great commission on today. We lose the compelling, oh God, on today to come, for the people to come to you, oh God, to come into the ark of safety, that they will be safe, oh God, that they will know what and how to do it, oh God, where and what to do and how to do and where to go, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, that you are the great I am, oh God. We thank you that you are the great author and finisher of our faith, Father God. Hallelujah, you are I am that I am, oh God. You can do all things, oh God. So we ask you to do all things through us, oh God. Hallelujah, strengthen us, oh God. Hallelujah, be glorified in what we say and do, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you for the victory, hallelujah, that overcomes the world, oh God, even our faith, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. So cause us to walk that straight and narrow pathway, oh God, hallelujah, that straight gate, oh God, that narrow world, oh God, coming up the neck, see to the head, oh God, hallelujah, cause us to walk that straight and narrow way, oh God, hallelujah, with clean hands, oh God, lifted up before you, oh God, even as you've spoken it in Psalm 51, oh God. Cause us to lift up clean hands, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Have your way in our life, oh God. We stand, oh God, for our families on today, oh God. We cover them in the blood of Jesus, oh God. We come against that mind-altering spirit, oh God, that speaks to their mind, spirits of mind confusion, depression, oppression, possession. We bind your spirits in the name of Jesus, and we loose the spirit of peace. We loose the spirit of a sound mind. We loose the spirit of the mind of Christ upon your people, Father, in the name of Jesus. So have your way on today, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Have your way amongst your people, Lord God. Rasi kandala masia. Oh God, we send a wake-up call. We say, wake up, wake up, wake up, people of God. Wake up, oh God. We sound the shofar, oh God. Hallelujah, that they shall know they have victory in you, Lord God. We sound, hallelujah, the cornets, oh God. Hallelujah, we sound the trumpets, oh God, the decimal, oh God. We make a joyful noise unto you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you and we praise you, Lord God. Hallelujah, that we can do all things for you who strengthen us, oh God, because the joy of the Lord is our strength, Father. So we thank you on today, God. We ask you to bless those, oh God, that is in bereavement on today, oh God. Those that are downtrodden, oh God. Those that have been broken down by the storms of life, oh God. We ask you to lift them up, oh God. The homeless, oh God. The hopeless, oh God. Those that the enemy have taken their minds, oh God, and altered their minds into possession and altered their minds into confusion, oh God. Hallelujah, God, if there's any you can reach, oh God. Hallelujah, we know your hand is not too short where you cannot save, oh God. And your ear is not too small where you cannot hear. Oh God, so reach them on today, Lord God. Reach those souls that you can reach, oh God. Those souls that you have called, oh God. Cause them to be obedient, oh God, and willing, oh God, that they may eat the good of the land, Father. In the name of Jesus, save on today, Lord God. Even as your word said, oh God, save on today all those souls, oh God. Hallelujah. Let the Great Commission have preeminence on today. In the mighty name of Jesus, all over the world, Lord God. Hallelujah. Bring back the backslidden, oh God. Cause them to slide back into your ark of safety, oh God, under the grace and under the shadow of your wing, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh Father. Oh God, we thank you, Father God. We pray, oh God, for the righteous, hallelujah, the righteous government, oh God, that stands for truth, oh God, that stands for doing things according to your will and your way. And we bind corruption in the government. We bind corrupt plans and plots from the government. In the name of Jesus, oh God, let your truth prevail, oh God. Let your truth march on, oh God. You said the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church, oh Father, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, Lord God, that you're bringing the great separations. There's only two sides, oh God, and that's your holy temple, oh God. Hallelujah, and that's the way of the world, God. Hallelujah, we thank you, oh God, that you're building your temple, oh Father, in the name of Jesus, and you're dividing us, oh God, from the wheat and the tares, oh God. From the tares, oh God. Hallelujah. From the wicked men, oh God. And you're causing us to walk in the light of your word, Father God. Cause us to see, oh God, by your spirit what you're showing us, oh God. Cause us to walk by faith and not by sight, oh God. Cause us to walk by faith and not by what we only hear, oh God. But let it line up with your word, Father God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, that, hallelujah, faith without works is dead, oh God. So we work the works and we have no faith in you, Lord God, that the work is dead, oh God. Cause us not to attach our to dead works, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Shakandala Bahaya, we bind up dead works amongst your people. Ha Shakandala Maya, those dead works that lead to the pits of hell, we bind them in the name of Jesus, oh God. Cause them to cleanse their hands, oh God, to wash their hands, oh God. Teach their hands how to war and their fingers to fight, that a bow of steel is broken in their arms, oh God. Cause them to war against the enemy, oh God. Cause them to be covered in the blood, oh God, covered into holiness, oh God. Covered in obedience, oh God, that they may take authority over the works of darkness, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, help your people, Father. In the name of Jesus, give hope, oh God. Give faith, oh God, and hope, hallelujah, hope against hope, oh God. In the name of Jesus, to those that's in the hospital, those that have given up, oh God, given up on you, even those preachers that have sold their souls, oh God. In the name of Jesus, those that have given up on you, oh God, you know, God, hallelujah, that you can restore, oh God. Restore, oh God, restore, oh God. Those that you have been given over to a reprobate mind, oh God, restore, oh God. Those that you have not foreordained to condemnation, restore, oh God. Restore, Lord God. Restore your people, Jesus. Heal, renew, revive, oh God. Refresh, regenerate your people on today in the name of Jesus, oh God. You said you don't desire that any man should be, hallelujah, be going to damnation, oh God, but you desire that all men shall be saved, oh God. You know who you have called, oh God. Hallelujah, God. Turn, hallelujah, not your wrath upon those people, oh God, that have turned their backs on you, God. Turn not your wrath and your anger and your indignation amongst those people, oh God. Hallelujah, that have spoken ill will against you, that have played you, that have condemned you, that have spoken lies, oh God, against you, oh God. Turn not your head against them, oh God. Turn not your hand against them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Heal them. deliver and set free on today, God. I thank you, Father God, for your loving kindness. I thank you, Lord God. Thank you even for my husband, oh God, on today, Lord God. I ask you to continue to strengthen him and bless him, oh God. Thank you, Lord God, for giving me a peaceful and a patient man, oh God, that loves you and seeks you daily, Lord God, even in prayer. God, I thank you for him. Keep him covered in the blood of Jesus. Hashikendala Messiah. Oh God, we thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah for the chief intercessor over this line, oh God. Hallelujah, Pastor Melinda Brown, God. We cover her in the blood of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah. Stripping her in her body, oh God. Stripping her in her inner man, oh God. Bless her family. Bless her going out and her coming in. Bless her in the city and the field, oh God. Bless her in the marketplace, in the municipality, oh God. Continue to crown her with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Open up more wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to her, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, have your way, oh God. Have your way, oh God. Have your way in our life, Lord God. Let your perfect will be done, oh God. Bless her children, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we bind spirits of perversion, hallelujah, on today, oh God. In the name of Jesus, perversion, oh God, that will try to come against our children, perversion that will try to come against the people in the world, God. We bind those spirits of immoralities and perversion, oh God. We bind that spirit of sickness. We bind spirits of traffic. Sex trafficking and we bind spirits of blood sacrifices in the name of Jesus. We bind pedophiles, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We take authority over right now, and we lose truth. We lose righteousness that exalts a nation in the name of Jesus. We lose order. We lose your order, oh God, your ordinances, your statutes, your laws, your mandates, oh God. We lose them amongst the people in the name of Jesus. Cause their ear to hear what your spirit is saying into the church. Oh, God, it's such a time as this, Father God. Hallelujah. Cause us to walk in knowing, oh, God, knowing your will, your plan for our life, oh, God, your purpose, oh, God, that you have mandated and purpose for us, Father. In the name of Jesus, have your way, Lord God. Have your way in our lives, oh, God, in our children's life, our youth life, oh, God. Cause them not to see the way of the world, oh God, and think that's the right way, oh God. You said you call, hallelujah, the old because they know the way, Lord God. And you call the young because they're strong, oh God. Cause them to hear the older that they will be able to be strong because they will know the right way and to go, oh God. Hallelujah, the path in which to take, oh God. Hallelujah. Father God, we just ask you and we bless you. And thank you for these prayers in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Father. We bless you, we bless you, we bless you. Oh, God, and we praise you on this day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. And, Father God, we just come thanking you on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, for a new day that we've never seen before, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thanking you, God. Glory, hallelujah, for your mercy on today, for your grace on today, Father God. We thanking you, God, for your favor and your love on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, hallelujah. We give you praise, we give you glory, and we give you the honor on today, Father God, hallelujah, for all that you're doing, Father God, all you've done, Father God, all that you're working on behind the scenes, Father God, that we know nothing about, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you, God, that you are mindful of us, your people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We're thanking you, God, that we're able to cast all our cares on you, Father God, because you care about those things. Oh, God, that concern is, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. So, Father God, I pray right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, for each and every person under the sound of my voice, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, that you will move by your spirit in their lives on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that you will meet every one of their needs by your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. And, Father God, I pray for the prayers that have gone up thus far, Father God. I pray, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, for Evangelist T3 on today, Father God. I pray, oh, God, that you would strengthen her right now, Father God, that you would pour back into her all that she poured out, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. I pray, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that you would, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, fill up her lung capacity, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, as she gave out, Father God, as she blew, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, that shofar, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and release your sound, Father God, over the people, Father God, on today, Father God, I pray, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that you're amplifying her sound right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, that you're taking her higher and deeper in you right now, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. I pray, oh, God, that you would bless her coming in her going, Father God, that you would bless, Father God, oh, God, everything that she has up before you, Father God, every prayer you would answer, Father God, concerning her family, Father God, concerning your people, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. I give you praise. I give you glory. I give you honor, oh, God, for what you're doing for her right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. You know what she has need of. Father God, glory, hallelujah, and we give you praise, we give you glory, and we give you honor. And we do pray for, oh, God, Evangelist Alva on today, Father God, glory, hallelujah. I pray right now for strength for her, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I pray, oh, God, that you will refill her, Father God, glory, hallelujah, even as she poured out on today, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and you take her higher and deeper in you and your word, Father God, and that you will cover her and keep her, Father God, her and her husband, Father God, her family, Father God, glory, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, and that you meet in every one of our needs, in the riches and glory in Christ Jesus, oh, God. We give you praise, we give you glory, we give you honor, even, oh, God, for our overseer of this line, Father God, glory, hallelujah, the visionary, Dr. Lamont Matthews on today, Father God, glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, for you even giving him the vision, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, for this line, Father God, and even for the ministry, restoration, prophetic foundation, Restoration Foundation, Prophetic International Ministries, and LaVon Matthews Ministries, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, for how you're using them for such a time as this. Father God, we pray right now strength for them, Father God. We pray that you're taking them higher and deeper in your word right now, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we pray, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that you're hedging them in. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. The protection, Father God, divine protection. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. You're covering him and his family, Father God, glory, hallelujah. His parents, Father God, his children, the grandchildren, Father God, the nieces and nephews, Father God, the aunties and uncles, Father God, each and every person. Oh, God, hallelujah, and his family, Father God. You're covering the ministry right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, each and every, oh, God, kingdom leader connected to this ministry, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Each and every covenant partner, each and every virtual member, Father God, the local assembly, Father God, you're covering them right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. We're giving you praise, we're giving you glory, oh, God. Hallelujah, that you're taking them. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah, into new territories, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, that you're taking them, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, and into new, giving them new revelation, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, new wisdom from on high, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we're thanking you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that you're unlocking new mysteries and codes unto them, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Downloading in them right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And we just giving you the praise and we're giving you the glory, Father God, for your mouthpiece, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, for your chosen vessel, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, that you're even meeting his needs by your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, that all, for all that you, hallelujah, shall do for him, and through him, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And we thank you, God, that his food and his water is blessed. We thank you, God, that his hands are blessed. We thank you, God, that everywhere his feet tread is blessed, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And we give you the praise, and we give you the glory, and we give you the honor. And we just thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, even for, oh, God, hallelujah, elder. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, Samuel. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah, 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 Hunter, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we're giving you praise and glory and honor for him. Oh, God, we praise you, God, for you sending him, Father God, glory, hallelujah, to uplift the man of God's hands, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for you strengthening him as well and covering his family, Father God, as well, his wife and his children. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah, you meeting every one of his needs. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, by your riches and glory in Christ Jesus, oh, God. And we just thank you for all the awesome leaders, Father God, on this line, Father God, glory, hallelujah, in their ministries, Father God. We thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, that you're giving them new revelation in this hour, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, and that you're taking them higher and deeper in you and your word, Father God. And we just want to bless you, God, glory, hallelujah, even for your forgiving grace on today, Father God. And we pray right now in the mighty name of Jesus, you will forgive us, Father God, of every sin of omission, every sin of commission, Father God, everything we've done and said that did not line up with your word, Father God, glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, that you're cleansing us right now, that you're soaking us and saturating us in the precious blood of Jesus right now, Father God, and you're cleansing us and scouring us with his blood. On today, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and you're making that slate, oh, God, clean, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, between you and us, Father God. You're causing us to walk upright before you, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and be in right standing before you, Father God. And, Father God, help us, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, to forgive others as you have forgiven us, Father God, glory, hallelujah, because you said in your word, Father God, glory, hallelujah, for us to be kind to one another, oh, God, tenderhearted, forgiving one another as you, oh, God, as God in Christ has forgiven us, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and we're giving you praise and we're giving you glory. So even as, oh, God, the overseer is teaching on forgiveness, Father God, let us, oh, God, hallelujah, oh, God, hallelujah, receive the word, Father God, glory, hallelujah, let us soak it up, Father God, glory, hallelujah, like a sponge, Father God, glory, hallelujah, let us internalize it, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and if there be any bitter forgiveness in us, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, hallelujah, let us, oh, God, give it to you, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, so you can cast it up out of us, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we just give you praise and glory and honor, Father God, and we pray, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, that you, for the minds of your people on today, Father God, we pray, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, that you would cover the minds, Father God, that you would allow a divine mind transplant to take place, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, in the midst of your people today, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that the carnal mindset, Father God, glory, hallelujah, being cast down right now, Father God, and you're giving us that mindset, oh, God, of Christ Jesus, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, and we speak peace right now, Father God, over your people, Father God, over this line, Father God, over your people everywhere, Father God, your peace, Father God, not the peace that the world brings or calls peace, Father God, but your peace that surpasses all manners of understanding. Oh, God, and we thanking you for your word, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. In Isaiah 26:3, it tells us that you will keep those in perfect peace whose minds are stayed on you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And, Father God, we lose your love on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And we thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, for the word, oh, God, that tells us, oh, God, above all, keep loving one another, Father God, earnestly. Oh, God, hallelujah, since love covers a multitude of sins, Father God, glory, hallelujah, we're giving you praise and we're giving you glory and we're giving you honor on today, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, for faith, Father God, glory, hallelujah, for you taking our faith to new levels on today, Father God, glory, hallelujah, even in the midst, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, of all we're dealing with on the earth realm, Father God, glory, hallelujah, where fear and hysteria has gripped the people, Father God, glory, hallelujah, we thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, that as we pray, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, and we stand believing, oh, God, the things that we pray, Father God, glory, hallelujah, we know, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, that you will bring it to pass, Father God, that you will cover us, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, hallelujah, we thank you, God, for your shield of love, Father God, and protection wrapped around us all, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, and we give you praise and we give you glory, oh, God, and we're giving you honor on today, Father God, and Father God, we pray, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, for those that are homeless today. Father God, we send your word to them, Father God. We thank you, God, for giving them a breakthrough on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, for those that are hungry, Father God. We send your word to them as well, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, for giving them a breakthrough as well, Father God. And, Father God, we thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, that you're drawing back, oh, God, the lost, Father God. You're bringing them back to you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. And the back. Those in back, stood in state, Father God, glory, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, and we thanking you, God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, hallelujah, that you're allowing the atheists, Father God, even the atheists, Father God, to find you, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and salvation be their portion, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, we're praising you right now, Father God, and we thank you, your God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, for your flavor, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, we thank you, God, for your grace and your mercy, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that it's abounding towards us, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, hallelujah, for you are worthy, oh, God. We thank you, God, for the elderly today, Father God, cover and keep them, Father God. We thank you, God, for covering and keeping, oh, God, the widows, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and comforting them, Father God. We thank you, God, that you're comforting the bereaved on today, Father God, glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, hallelujah, oh, God, that you're covering our children, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, as they go to and fro, even in the classrooms, Father God, Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that you're Satan-proofing, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah, their minds, oh, God, so that Satan cannot try to speak to them and snatch them on his side, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. We're giving you praise and giving you glory and giving you honor, Father God, for you putting them on their destiny track, Father God, and you're using them for your glory for such a time as this, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you, God, that you're, oh, God, speaking to them a word, Father God, that they can minister even to their peers, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, and we just praise you, God, that they shall be all that you call them to be, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, and we thank you, oh, God, and we praise you, God, for them. And, Father God, we're praying for those that are sick, Father God, touch their body, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We release the healing balm of Gilead upon them right now, for surely there is still balm in Gilead, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. So we're binding up colds and flus on today, Father God. We're binding up, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Sore throats and earaches on today, Father God. We're binding up, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. COVID, oh, God, on today, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, all its variants. Father God, that Delta, Father God, that Omarion, Father God, glory, hallelujah, all its components, Father God, we destroy it right now and break it with the breaker's anointing, and we cast it into the fiery sea right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, and we thank you, God, for moving into, oh, God, and breathing on those having respiratory issues right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, those, oh, God, dealing with pneumonia, Father God, and malfunctions in their lungs, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, we pray right now, oh, God, that that fluid is being expelled out of the lungs and cast into the fiery sea in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We pray, Father God, for those with the heart palpitation, those, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, with the chest pain, Father God, chest wall pain, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we pray right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that you're that hallelujah, that congestive heart failure is being canceled right now, Father God. We thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, that you're canceling, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, and opening up, oh, God, hallelujah, those clogged arteries right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we give you praise, oh, God, that you're opening up those heart valves, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Valves, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, and we praise you right now. We cancel heart attacks in the mighty name of Jesus. We cancel strokes in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we give you praise, we give you glory, we give you honor, Father God, for you are worthy and you are able, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God, hallelujah. And, Father God, touch, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, the migraines on today, Father God, glory, hallelujah. We binding up aneurysms on today, Father God, and brain tumors, Father God, glory, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we thank you, God, for moving in that nervous system today, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we give you praise, we give you glory, we give you honor for moving in that muscular system today, Father God, that cellular system today, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we thank you, God, for moving in the circulatory system today, Father God, we give you praise, we give you glory, we give you honor, Father God, hallelujah, oh, God, that you're healing right now, Father God, those with issues with the kidneys, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we thank you, God, that you're healing those, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, with issues, oh, God, with the liver, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we give you praise, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that you're even, oh, God, chiseling away that stony heart, Father God. And you're giving someone a heart of flesh on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Heart after you, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we just want to thank you, God. We want to praise you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that you're touching, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Those that are depressed on today, those that are oppressed on today, Father God, and you're pulling them out right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And, Father God, we release joy over them, Father God, hope and faith over them right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, and we release, oh, God, hallelujah, life, Father God, and life more abundantly, even over those contemplating suicide on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we give you the praise, we give you the glory, we give you the honor, oh, God, that they shall live and not die, Father God, and declare your works, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we give you praise, we give you glory on today, Father God, for you are worthy, Father God, and you alone are worthy, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, we give you the praise, oh, God, today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We just praise you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Hallelujah for, oh, God, salvation for our family, Father God, salvation for our household, Father God, salvation for, oh, God, our loved ones, oh, God, salvation, oh, God, hallelujah, for our friends, Father God, that don't know you, Father God, salvation for the co-workers, Father God, salvation, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, hallelujah, hallelujah for all men. Oh, God, and women, Father God, on today, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, boys and girls, Father God, glory, hallelujah, salvation, we speak it over them right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, for you are worthy, oh, God, hallelujah, And you are able to do it, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And Father God, those that are downtrodden today, those that are brokenhearted, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we pray right now, Father God, that you would strengthen them, Father God, that you would lift up their countenance on today, Father God. And we're giving you praise and glory and honor, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, for your word that says, Father God, weeping may endure by night, but joy comes in the morning. So we release your joy over them, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. And, Father God, we pray, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, for the things, oh, God, hallelujah, that we are fasting for on today, Father God. We pray for the purchase of properties, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Hallelujah. For Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry and LaRon Matthews Ministry, Father God. We pray, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. For the radio and television ministry, Father God, for increase, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we pray for financial increase. We pray, oh, God, for faithful tithe payers, Father God. We pray for the willing workers to come in, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. We pray for unity and growth, oh, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We thank you, God. We pray, oh, God, that you would send in the men, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, that are already ready, oh, God, to be trained, Father God. Sending some that are equipped, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and ready to take your rightful position, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, and help lift up the man of God's hand, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Lift up the vision, Father God. Push that vision for the ministry, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we pray that all of the ministries will be effective in operation, Father God. The men's ministry, the women's ministry, the youth ministry, the musical arts ministry, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. The evangelism ministry, the after-school program, prophetic ministry, Father God, and prophetic classes, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And we pray for the household salvation for each and every family, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Represented in the ministry, Father God. And all the families all over the world, Father God. And we're just giving you praise and glory and honor, Father God. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, that what we have prayed, Father God, that you shall answer, Father God, and you shall answer swiftly and quickly, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, for you are worthy and you are able, Father God. Hallelujah. And, Father God, we pray for our government system one day, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We pray right now, oh, God, that you're exposing right now, that you're uncovering every hidden thing, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, that every bit of corruption, Father God, you are exposing. You're bringing it out to the light, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for the changing of guards, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, that you're shifting out, oh, God. Hallelujah, those officials, those corrupt officials, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that are determined to do things their way, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and not do it your way, and you're replacing it with, oh, God, men and women of God after your own heart, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, that will do your bidding, Father God, that will run this world exactly how you designed it to be ran, Father God, and exactly how you desire it, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, to be ran. And, Father God, every bill, every law, every hidden thing, everything, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, that has been put in motion, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, just being prepared to be put in motion against your people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, that you're canceling it right now. Oh, God, that you have sent a veto notice, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, to this corrupt governmental system, Father God. And we pray, Father God, glory, hallelujah, for you, the judicial system on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, for overthrowing that unjust judge on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, for sentences being lightened today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, for charges being cast out, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, for early releases. Oh, God, for those who are wrongly accused, Father God. And we thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, for early releases, even for our family members, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, that those, oh, God, hallelujah, that are, oh, God, hallelujah, in the prison system, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, will find you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. We thank you, God, for them being rehabilitated on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And we just giving you praise and glory and honor, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, for what you're doing right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and those, oh, God, hallelujah, that may be undergoing surgeries even on this day, even on this week, Father God, in these upcoming days, Father God. We pray right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, that you've already prepared the OR room, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, and sent angelic hosts in, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. oh, God, to oversee these surgeries, Father God, and that you're bringing your people out with the victory, Father God, even the procedures, Father God. You're bringing them out with the victory, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And we give you praise and we give you glory and we give you honor, Father God. Hallelujah, for what you're doing for your people right now, Father God. And we thanking you, God, glory, hallelujah, that you're bringing your people out of bondage to him today, Father God, that you're bringing, oh God, hallelujah, your people, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, to a knowing of you, Father God, glory, hallelujah, to an awareness of you, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, and you're opening up, oh God, hallelujah, oh God, their minds, oh God, on today, Father God, glory, hallelujah, to receive you, Father God, to get an understanding of your word today, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, and we give you praise, and we give you glory, and we give you honor, and we bind you up, oh God, hallelujah, oh God, poverty on today, Father God, we break the back of poverty on today, Father God, and we are releasing, oh God, your wealth and riches unto your people today, Father God, because you've already served the wealth of the wicked for the righteous, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, and we're giving you praise, oh God, glory, hallelujah, and honor, Father God, hallelujah, that the struggles for your people are over, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, hallelujah, but it's according to the faith, Father God, glory, hallelujah, say, help us, oh God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, to stand in faith, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Stand believing you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Stand knowing, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that you can do all things but fail us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Stand knowing, Father God, that you're the refuge, Father God, and the saving grace for us, your people, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And we give you praise and glory and honor. We bless you, Father God. And we bind it up, oh, God. Hallelujah. Everything that's not like you on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Every high and haughty thing that would exalt itself against your knowledge and your power on today. Oh, God, we're binding up, oh, God, principalities on today. Father God, glory, hallelujah. Every trick, trap, ploy, plot, plan of the enemy, we destroy it right now. Oh, God, and we send it back to the dry place. In the mighty name of Jesus, every snare, Father God, glory, hallelujah, we cancel it right now, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we bind it up, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, enticing spirits, oh, God. We cut them off right now. We send them back to the dry place. Oh, God, we bind it up, that eavesdropping spirit on today, Father God. We cut it off and send it back to the dry place, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. We're binding up the biased spirits, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Those spirits that come to attack your word, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We're binding up those devouring spirits, Father God. That cankerworm spirit, that worm spirit, that locust, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. We send it back to the dry place in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we're binding up lies, oh, God, and falsehoods. Hoods, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we're binding up, oh God, tones of, oh God, the devil, Father God. We're binding up doctrines of the devil on today, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, every demonic marker, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We're thanking you, God, that you're opening our eyes, our spiritual eyes, to identify them, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. We cancel all demonic activity, Father God, and we drive back every opposing force right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we're binding up incantations on today, Father God. We're binding up spells and breaking them with the breaker's anointing, Father God. We're binding up curses on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we give you praise, we give you glory, and we give you honor on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And we denounce and renounce and bewitchments on today. Oh, God, we denounce and renounce and bitterness, blasphemy on today. Evil, Father God, all manners of evil, Father God. Anger and rage on today, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we bind up those backbiting spirits on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we cancel them. Oh, God, charms and, oh, God, hallelujah, chanting. Father God, on today, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, spirits of confusion, contention, control, oh God, covered in spirits, Father God, we bind it up in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, compromised spirits, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, we send it back to the dry place, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, glory to your name, Father God, hallelujah, for you are worthy and you are able, oh God, to do all things with fellows, Father God, glory, hallelujah, we just give you praise and glory and honor, and Father God, help us. On today, oh, God, to walk in obedience towards you. Father God, walk upright before you. Father God, plant our feet, oh, God. Hallelujah, on that path to righteousness, that highway to holiness, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and don't let us turn back in this hour, Father God. Don't let us give up and throw in the towel, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. But Father God, give us the strength, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, to stand, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, immovable, unshakable, oh, God. Hallelujah. Give us the strength to stand, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. On your word, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Give us that strength to stand on Christ, the solid rock, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Press forward towards the mark of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. Oh, God, and we bind up, oh, God, hallelujah, everything that's not like you on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and we speak your word, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rise up in judgment against us shall be condemned, Father God. And we thank you that it is condemned. And we thank you, God, that the gates of hell shall not prevail against your people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you for your word, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, that says suffer not the which to live, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and we give you praise and glory and honor, Father God. Hallelujah, that spirits of murder, Father God, that are being canceled right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We give you praise, Father God, that spirits of, oh, God, destruction are being cast down right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we give you praise and glory and honor, Father God. And we thank you, God, that you've heard and answered our prayers on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, even before we utter the prayer. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, and even those silent prayers, Father God, and petitions, Father God, we give you the praise and glory and honor for them, Father God. And we pray against that backlash and retaliation, oh, God, that the enemy would attempt to sin. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah, because of these praises, prayers, and petitions, Father God. And we give you the glory and honor in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah and glory to your name. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Bless the Lord on today. And we give God praise, glory, and honor for our powerful intercessors and prayer warriors and kingdom leaders. We bless the Lord for this time of prayer and a time of intercession. As the oil is pouring out and lives are being touched, we thank God for his mighty hand over the lives of the great kingdom leaders and the ministry gift on today. We want to take this time to open up the lines at this time. First, intercessors that pray that the Lord release something for you on today for the people of God, those that are listening in around the Lord gave you a word for us, the Lord. The Lord release the word to you all for us on today. We want to give you opportunity to release that word for which the Lord has given you on this day for us and for the body of Christ. And certainly in this time where there's so many things that the Lord is speaking through this fast, he has spoken, or he has spoken, he is speaking. He's releasing many things to us. And so we bless God for his voice and the voice of the prophets that are speaking, and the voice of those prophetic people that are releasing into the earth man the assignment, the mystery, the code, and the things that need to be revealed to the body of Christ and those that believe. All right, if the Lord gave any one of the prayer warriors today, if the Lord gave you anything for us or anything for a certain particular person on here that may be on here, we want to give you the opportunity to do that at this time. The Lord gave you anything, any one of you, anything to release.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you. God bless everyone on the line today. I just hear the Lord saying he's making a way out of no way for his people in this hour, and he's bringing us through the tests and the trials, and he's giving us a way of escape, and he's bringing us out of sadness, and he's just, oh, God, he said his grace is sufficient. His grace is sufficient. His grace is sufficient. His grace is sufficient for what we're dealing with and what we're going through. So just trust him all the more. Trust him all the more. Trust him like never before. And watch him turn things around in our lives. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Prophetess Potter, for releasing that word to the people of God today. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Anyone else today that the Lord has spoken through? That's intercessors.
Bless you, Pastor. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
God bless
you. Go ahead, sister. Go ahead.
Amen. To God be the glory. I thank God for today. Amen. And he really was saying it to me again just let the people know that, you know, we first relate with natural things in the world. And then God, we have to, because we're spiritual, we have to also pay attention to what God is going to say to us, because we're, you know, we're human in our nature, but we're divine in our spirit. So, you know, yes, we get the human natural of paying attention to what's going on. God is also have a word that's above that word, and that's his word. And he said, always be aware, because we're sitting with him in heavenly places. So always be aware of the word that God has, even though we may hear words in the natural. He's going to always give us concerning what we hear in the natural, because we're spiritual. So he said, always be aware of that spiritual word. And that, you know, that was something he just really was sharing with me today, even in prayer, and just speaking it to my spirit. Always hear the next word, because we jump quick to natural surrounding, because that's where we live. We jump quick to do our natural surrounding. Like I stated earlier when I was in prayer, you know, it was quick to go, okay, they have 400 million masks that they're going to give. I barely wear a mask anyway. But, I mean, okay, all of a sudden I hear 400 million masks. My mind says, let me go get you some. You know, they're going to get as many as you can. They might have to go to different pharmacies to get it, but get as many as you can. I'm all excited. You know, I'm going to get these masks, you know, and I barely even wear masks. And then God said, hold up. You know, it's like, hold up. You know, be still and see the salvation. Lord, God said, be still and see what I'm saying. You know, because we don't know what's in those masks. You know, the enemy is setting traps, but we don't know what's in those masks. So God is just saying it mainly to always seek him for the spiritual answer, because we always, being in our fleshly body, we always going to move toward and gravitate toward what our natural mind says and what we naturally hear. But God has another word, and that's his word, which is the spiritual word that we are supposed to take. So I thank God for that, and I won't expose the devil after I got through prayer. I had to get off the prayer because the enemy tried to choke me, but God is great and greatly to be praised. He tried to choke me. I mean, I actually couldn't even breathe, and I had to actually bump myself against the wall and get this device to hit myself against the back so I can catch my breath, because he's trying to take my breath because he was mad at me. Especially when I pray hard and pray loud, he really tries to always try to attack my throat and my voice and my vocals. And so he tried to choke me and take my breath. But I said, I'm going to say this anyway, because the devil don't want that to be known. And I'm like, why are you trying to kill me? You know, he really did. I couldn't even breathe. And I'm here by myself. Nobody hit me in my back. And I said, the devil is a lie. They're not going to say this girl prayed and she just died. You know, I said, the devil is a lie. I'm taking authority over this. And I got the victory, and I was able to breathe again. I was going to text it to your prophet, but I said, I'm going to tell it. I'm going to expose the devil. In the name of Jesus, so the saints could continue to pray, because the devil don't want me to share things that God gave with me for the body.
Yes.
And so that's the main thing God is saying. Even though there's a natural word coming from the natural mainstream media, natural things, natural that, always listen to the spiritual word, because we are made a quickening spirit, and God has the spiritual word, which is the final word for us. And that's it, God, prophet. Amen. God bless you all.
Amen. Bless you, woman of God, for releasing that, to let us know what the enemy is trying to do in the frequency of intercession and prayer. We bless the Lord for you, and as a mouthpiece for the kingdom of God. Yes. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Anyone else?
Bless you, Prophet Evangelist Kingsley.
God bless you.
Hallelujah. Bless all those on the line. I have been given Ephesians 1 and 17, and particularly the part of 18, is 1 through 19, but 18, that the eyes of our understanding be enlightened, and it's in accordance to some of the things that Prophetess Tracy and Evangelist Alva seen, that God is, through this time of consecration, he's given us that supernatural ability to see and hear him differently as we've been consecrating. And I'm sure so many on the line have been sensing the change of the heightening of the change, that he's taken everything that's trying to dim our sight, and he has caused it to be more clear. And even in the giving of the mask and whatnot, your sensitivity of what the enemy is doing is being heightened. You can see through some of the what is supposed to be a blessing could actually be a curse. So we're not anxious for anything, and we're given by prayer, supplication, all things. And I just encourage everybody, and I that in my asking of him today, that I was asking him to give us that understanding, the revelation, that we'll understand the purposes and the wills for our lives today in so many areas, because he is promoting us in this season. So I just bless everybody on the line, and I thank God for enlightening our eyes and our ears, that we will hear him even more. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. We bless God for that evangelist, Jesus, for releasing us to God's people, because it's truly a critical time to be able to hear, to listen, and to ascertain what God is saying, emptying out so he can refill us or fill us back up with the things that we're in that are important for our life right now. And we thank God for that. Being actually in position. We got to be in position now for the tremendous mantle exchange and the feeding, spiritual feeding that God is doing. And I, you all mentioned God is revealing things. It's first natural, then spiritual. It is. And we must be able to have that balance to be able to step into those spiritual things and then come back into the balance of things to God. So that's very important. It's rendered that we're in things. And I shared with the people that to drive by with the prophet on yesterday how important it is, the urgency in the land. It's the urgency for us to be aware and know what we're dealing with and what is befalling us and what is coming up against us. So we know how to be able to move with haste and position ourselves for what God has for us in the earth land. His mandate is a powerful one in the land. And those of you who have been following the things of God know you will see the benefit of your obedience and your down payment. So we're praying continuously for the men and women of God to stay steadfast, unmovable, but abounding in the word, abounding in the mandate for your life, abounding in the things that God has for your life. So I thank the Lord for you all on today, and it's just in prayer world. We thank God for you in this season and on this day. It's very important where you release your inheritance, where you release the things of God. Is very important right now, because the enemy has but a small window. The enemy has but a short time. And the Word of God described that many times in his Word. So we as the believers in the body must be strong, and we have to stay connected. Be careful who your connections are in this season as well. Be very careful who's connecting to you. And if they do, you may want to ask them, what's your reason for your connection? What's your reason for being connected with us? Because there are so many things that are getting ready to unveil in the earth realm for God's people that are unprecedented because of the mysteries and the things that he's revealing to us right now in the body. And many people are prepared for it, but many people are not prepared for it. So God must raise up those who are willing and obedient to stand on the word of God to see it and to know that it is real concerning your life, excuse me, and your destiny and your purpose for the kingdom of God. So we're just thanking God today. If anyone that's listening in, the audience that are listening in, if the Lord gave you something for us and the Lord spoke to you and you want to unmute your line and share whatever the Lord has given you for the word from the Lord for his people, or as a word for one of the intercessors of the prayer warrior, or even myself, the Lord gave you something, you get *6 and come in now. Hallelujah. We're blessing God on today. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And we just honor the Lord today, I tell you.
I'm sorry.
It's been a powerful week. Yes, ma'am.
Hi,
God bless
Dr.
you.
Matthew. Hi. God bless you. And blessings to all the intercessors and all that's on the line. This is Toy from California.
God bless you, Toy.
I'm sitting here before I get back to work, but I do have a word. Thank you, Dr. Matthew, for just allowing me the opportunity to be able to give the word of God. Well, at 3:30 a.m., this is Sunday morning, this is what God, I'm going to say how I heard him as I write, because I write a lot, so I just wrote it down. So this was 3:30 a.m. Sunday morning, and he said that it's hard to get out of words. Sometimes it gets nervous, but anyhow, I'm going to give this word. So the people, he said that the people are mixing. He said they are mixing the pagan worship with the worship they should give me. He said the mixer has opened the doors of curses. And then he went on and said the mixer has them unbalanced. And then he said, stop bowing to Baal. Walk upright in me, your God. He said, walk in truth and in my spirit. Then he said, I keep telling them to pay attention, but they are ignoring me. I, the Lord God, has warned them to straighten. Will I not straighten the path for them? Nothing about me is crooked, but the worship, but they worship crooked things and people. I say, stop and pay attention. I have spoken this already, to pay attention to the word I have spoken. Obey me. Love me as I love you. Have I been unfair to you? Have I forsaken you? Follow my commandments. I will bless you beyond measure. Trust me. Trust me. Trust me. You are safe with me. My name, Elohim, is a strong tower. And if you know it, you can run to it and be in complete safety. Safety. No harm will be against you. Don't fret. I said don't fret. No man will come against you and stand. The enemy stand on unstable, wobbly ground. They will fall. No worries for you. You will succeed. That's the word of the Lord.
Amen, woman of God. We bless the Lord for you on today. And that's something in this 90 days that many people are going to experience. The counterfeit that's going to be coming with the encounter, you're going to experience even in this time with 52, 81, 82, all of the things that are coming based upon the Judaic calendar and the Gregorian calendar. They're clashing, and people are trying to use their frequency to confuse the men and women of God from understanding what God is saying. And the Lord does not want us to connect ourselves with the Baal worshiping and going back. And many of the things you're saying are right, because so many people are going back to the old way, and they're going into ministry trying to pull ministry back to the old way of doing it, the old way they were doing it, doing it the way that was comfortable for them. And leaders have to stand tall. All leaders, men and women of God, pastors and people in leadership, they must lead with authority and power and lead with love, because there's so many spirits are playing on their emotions and making people make decisions out of emotions or their feelings or how they said it or how the person addressed it. There's no time for getting caught up in emotion. It's time to rise to the occasion. The kingdom of God is at hand, and the kingdom of God needs us at this stage in the earth realm. So you're right. Bless you on today, woman of God. Totally listen up to her. Amen. Hallelujah. And we thank God for you. As a matter of fact, I didn't get a chance to join you guys on your class last week, but the Lord had dropped you in my spirit, and Sister Tamika reached out to me, and we just thank God for what the Lord is doing with you all on your Bible study, which is tonight on Zoom. We bless the Lord for you. But this is what I hear the Spirit of the Lord God doing for you. I hear the Spirit of the Lord God said this is a renewing and a time of refreshing for you. And in this time of refreshing for you, the Lord said, I'm cleaning the house. I'm cleaning the house. I'm literally changing the infrastructure, even of your health and the way you see things. And I hear the Lord said, he's taking you back to your younger years, some things he's dealing with you. He said, everything that you consider lost in the last season will be a gain in this season. And the Lord said, there's some things that he's writing, he's giving you to write. And even as you're writing those things, that's actually the book that he told you to write. And I'm looking at in the early 20s. The Lord said, I write with authority, write with power. And even the Lord said, I'm giving you a strategy concerning your family and your children. This is a time of strategy, says the Spirit of the Lord God. And the Lord said, yes, be very careful of the spirit of deception that around you, because now you're being open and you're seeing things clearly and you're understanding things clearly in this season of your life. And I even hear the word of the Lord God said, what is considered a loss is a gain. What is considered a loss is a gain in a season. So think it not strange because of what you have, you had to experience. And I'm even looking at the word 19. I don't know if it's 19, age 19, or the last 19 years. 19 years. The Lord said, I'm opening your eyes to see. And I'm opening your eyes to see, and not only see, but you're going to begin to pick up the smell, the stench of things. And he's going to let you have the smell of the stench, but he's going to give you the presence of the fragrance. So you will be able to know the difference. God said you're going to begin to decipher things. And I hear the Lord said, the thing you were struggling, I even hear fasting and seeking his faith, God said, now it's getting even clear to you. Your patience are important to the kingdom of God, and he's revealing many things to you, says the Spirit of the Lord God. So continue to stay in that place. Continue to stay in that place and watch God begin to move quickly over you, in you, and through you, says the Spirit of the Lord God. Prepare for travel. And the travel that I'm talking about is going to, you're going to begin to travel in the spirit realm. In the spirit realm, God said, prepare to travel, because I'm taking you into the spirit realm, and where you will be able to meet me. You will be able to see. You will be able to not only hear, but I will bring you into the presence. You're going to begin to move into the spirit realm, into the presence. So get ready for what God is releasing in your life. Even now, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen. I receive it. I receive each and every word. I receive it.
Yes, Lord Jesus. It is so. It is so. In Jesus' name. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Well, we bless in the Lord today. We bless in the Lord. I hear this woman of God as well, too. I don't know if this is a daughter of yours or a young lady that's connected to your life, but I continue to see this young lady. And whatever this is that this young lady is dealing with and this young lady is faced with or whatever she's going through, you're going to be strategic to her, and God is going to move over her in her, in this area. God is going to do some things because I feel like there's some things going on. I don't know if it's confusion in the family, confusion with a family, but God is going to move concerning that matter, says the Spirit of the Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah. Father, can you hear me?
All right. Yes.
Oh, yeah. I don't have any daughters. God bless. I don't have a, but I do have a sister that people think that she's my daughter, but I think you may be speaking of her, my little sister.
Okay.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, because that's it. I don't know if it's a daughter of somebody you know. Okay. Amen. All right. Well, the Lord is going to move in that area. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord.
Amen. Thank you.
Continue to stay in that place. Continue to stay in that connection, because whatever this is, I can see the face of the person that's connected to you, and God is going to be doing some things to them. Amen. Through you.
Thank God.
And through them. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless God. Amen. All right. God bless you, Pastor Sandra Gainey.
Amen. Beautiful day. Great. Amen. I just wanted to say, man of God, that is so powerful, the word you just released to her. Because when I heard her voice, it's like a joy just filled my spirit and my soul. And it's like I just tuned immediately into her spirit. And like I said, I don't know her, but everything you said is powerful, because as she was talking, God said, come off of mute, and just encourage her to come off of mute more often. He's going to give her a boldness. And when you said writing, God, I said, spoke to me as well, journals, just journals of words. And God is going to literally, like you say, thrust her forward and increase her. And I hear the Lord say, fire, glory to God. We thank God for the fire of the Holy Ghost that's going to ignite her from the inside out. And it's like you said to her, for real, God is going to reveal to her the people around her. This is timing right now for her life for revealing. God is going to show her who's who. And unfortunately, woman of God, we came out of a season ourselves here in Marion, and that season was everybody can't go. And so what's happening is God is going to release unto you, like the man of God said, just different sites and things he's going to show you, and even your finances, like the man of God said, for you to even travel. But what it is, God sometimes has to disconnect folks from us. Or let me put it like this. Delay doesn't mean denial. See, some things God never told, said no about your circumstances or situation. He just delayed them for you to see who people really were around you. So now as the blessings are going to flow and come forth, we can't afford for people to prostitute our anointing and definitely prostitute our oil. Amen.
Hallelujah.
And thank you so much.
Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gaines. I will say again for that word and confirming that. Hallelujah. All right, anyone else today? By the waters are troubled and the anointing is speaking through his vessel on this day. Hallelujah. He's just giving him praise.
Yes, thank God bless everyone on the line. How is
God bless you.
Prayer. I've been going through some stuff and just, oh my God, fasting and just praying. And I said, I've been attacked at my finances, even with my spouse. He's not, you know, putting the money where it's supposed to be. He's giving it away to other people. And I'm just praying. I'm just seeking God for just a miracle, a breakthrough for him. He has a call upon his life and he's running from it. He's around a den of snakes. The Leviathan Python spirit.
Okay. Amen. We're gonna come into agreement for the unity of the home and the power of unity in that home, that the Spirit of the Lord God will begin to change atmosphere in that home, and so that everything that's in place, that's out of place, God will begin to move prophetically in that place. And as you're standing and speaking, the thing that comes to mind is the book, The Power of a Praying Wife. The Power of a Praying Wife, Power of a Praying Woman. That will be very powerful in this season to be able to navigate the thoughts, the mind, and the will in this season that you're in. Because I hear the word of the Lord God, you've been here before. And even as you've been here before, the Spirit of the Lord God said, now I'm going to take you into the spirit realm, how to be able to be a point man for him. Even as you're going to be a point man for him, you're going to be that point man in the spirit realm and watch God begin to move. And God begin to move in that direction in the life of him and for him, says the Spirit of the Lord God. And even as a point man for him, God's going to begin to turn things around. God's going to begin to turn things around in the family. And you're going to see the mighty hand of God move over the family and concerning those matters. And you're going to begin to see the powerful hand of God begin to move in those areas. And as the powerful hand of God begin to move in those areas, everything that you're seeing, everything that you're asking God to do, they're going to begin to advance in a supernatural way. They're going to advance in all of those powerful areas. And when you see them things begin to advance, you're going to know that God's hand is in it and God's hand is upon it for you and for the family. And God's going to move into things for you strategically. And those strategic things that he's going to move on behalf of it, he's going to begin to change the atmosphere of your family. And the things of your family are going to begin to change. And as those things begin to change in the atmosphere of your family, you're going to see healing come forth. And God is going to begin to change the things around that have caused the tension in that atmosphere, begin to cause the tension. And even concerning some things having to do with church and church experience, they're going to begin to change and they're going to begin to turn around. And you'll see them. You're going to see them begin to move in your family and for you. So we prepare to pray for you and begin to stand in the gap. you're going to see major things begin to flow and major things begin to come to pass in your family and for your family, says the Spirit of the Lord God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I receive that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Woo, glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you for the victory. Thank you, Lord. Praise God.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Prophetess Paula, would you pray for the woman of God, Prophetess Paula?
Yes, sir.
The word of the Lord God.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you and we praise you, God. Glory, hallelujah, for this here, our sister, Father God. And we lift her up before you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And, Father God, we know, oh, God, that you know all about her, Father God, and you know all things, Father God, that pertain to her life, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. So we pray right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, that you would shift, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, her very atmosphere, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We pray, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, for her finances, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we're praying right now, oh, God, that finances be released upon her, Father God, that you would open, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, the windows of heaven and pour out blessings, oh, God, that she don't even have room enough to receive, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And we thank you, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, for you moving by your spirit right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah, even in her home, Father God, in her marriage, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We pray right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, that you're placing right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Husband and her own one accord, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We pray right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, that you're Satan-proofing that marriage, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, and you're bringing them together, Father God, and you're opening up the lines of communication, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And, Father God, hallelujah, we cut off the hand of the enemy. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, David, oh, God, hallelujah, try to, hallelujah, sever the marriage vow, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that would, oh, God, try to, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, pull the husband on his, on the enemy's side, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, and Father God, we thank you right now that you're breaking pride off of him, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, and we're giving you glory, and we're giving you honor, Father God, for what you're doing right now, Father God, just shifting, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, everything that's not like you, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that's operating, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, in their atmosphere, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, and we bless you, Father God, for the victory, Father God, for victory on every single hand and victory in every area of her life, Father God, and we just give you praise and glory, honor, we thank you in Jesus' mighty name, we pray, amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. God bless you all. Oh, praise God. I know I've got to feel so good. Thank you.
You're a first time listener, but you've been on before.
Yes.
Amen. We bless the Lord for you on today. And you're from what city, town, and nation?
I'm in the state of Minnesota.
Okay, Minnesota. Thank you. And how did you hear about us, woman of God? How did you hear about that?
Oh, years ago, when I used to stay in Illinois, I used to always, you know, listen.
Amen. We bless the Lord for you, and we honor the Lord for you on today, and we give God praise, glory, and honor for your joining us and for the connection. Amen. On today. May the Lord continue to guide you and keep you, as my prayer for you on today, and the strength of the Lord God in your life.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Some of the things I'm learning about the Spirit of the Lord God, he's moving fastly. Our prayers are being answered in an accelerated rate in this season, because God said there are many people that are open to receiving him now. Intercessors who are praying, we're praying for people, but we're praying for them in their unbelief. But God has opened up the realm of the spirit where people are believing. And so the prayers of the righteous are availing much because people are believing now, because people are being called, the people are coming together. The connection, people that are being broken out of this incarcerated mindset, the religious institutionalism, they're coming out of it now So God is, so most of our prayers that we're praying, we're watching the manifestation of things, even as we're praying, like the centurion man did, I believe it's in Matthew 8:5. Jesus came into Capernaum, and he met the centurion man. Immediately, the centurion man told Jesus that his servant was at home, sick and grievously tormented. And Jesus said, we will go. He said, no, I'm not worthy for you to go under my roof. And he explained to Jesus who he was. Jesus already knew who he was. And then he said, look, just speak the word only. And Jesus, faith, understanding that faith at the end of the thing, he said, here. He tells the disciple, he said, I have never seen such faith in Israel. In other words, he tells him, because of this faith of this man, that's a powerful spirit realm that when people believe and you connect your faith with it, God will move. God will move in an accelerated way. Most intercessors, when people begin to pray or you get ready to tap into the spirit realm and pray for people, immediately the intercessors are trying to figure out what it is that we need to pray about. No, you need to go straight into the spirit realm and be a sharp shooter in territory. You go straight into the territory and take authority in that territory. Because oftentimes people are not going to tell you what they're dealing with. They just want you to pray. And sometimes what people are dealing with is really an embarrassment, or they've gotten themselves in a trap. They've gotten themselves caught up in things. So when we begin to pray, we got to be able to be open to the satellite of God, the satellite of God. Don't open up to the compass. The compass means that you're carrying. You're carrying the time, and that compass only flows with the precipitation of the earth realm, and it only moves in your direction. But when you tap into the satellite of God, God will begin to give you the mind, will, and thought concerning people, so you know how to tap in with them, and they can begin to flow, they will begin to move, so that when the healing comes forth, you don't do like some of these prophets. When they start talking to, is that it? Or they start talking, am I in the right direction? Are they talking? You know, you ain't got to ask them what they're saying, because you're carrying the mystery of the kingdom of God. You're carrying the phenomena of the kingdom of God. I mean, you're carrying the phenomena of the kingdom of God. You have access to every code, every secret, every mystery. You have access to the witches and warlocks and micromancy, astral projection. You have access to every realm. Because you're going into diabolical territory that is not the diabolical territories and places. They don't even have authority to be there. The only reason they're there is because fear gripped and gave up the position. Once fear comes in, once fatigue comes in, faith walks out. So you have to walk in that place of God with a power and authority. So when we begin to pray for the people of God and we begin to release the oil over their life, we're going to see a manifestation of supernatural things happening in the land. The call right now is the call in the land right now is a 911, and you are 911. You're carrying a 911 in your mouth, and you're carrying the word of God. That's why I tell people who have been in ministry years and months and weeks and flowing in the spirit of the Lord God and can move in the depths of the spirit of God. When you get called upon, you ain't got time to say, oh, I need to prepare a message. You ain't got time to say, go back and pray. No, you are a 911. You're the emergency management team. You're the EMT. You're the emergency management team. Your service is needed. You need to rent. Your service is rendered now. So many of you have been in a dry place for so long that you lost sight of your vision because you depended on the spirit of Pharaoh. And the spirit of Pharaoh had been in churches for many years. And so because Pharaoh did not let you do what you need to do, many of you gave up. You threw in the towel. You walked in angry. But God said he's bringing down Pharaoh. You have to understand what these last 36 months was all about. These last 36 months was to bring Pharaoh to his feet, because of the prophetic word that God is releasing. God has given us codes in every code and every system of understanding the code so you can walk in total victory. And one of the things about the prophetic things that are happening in my life, those who have been connected with me in this season, if you don't get it, you will not get it in this season. God is sending new men, new daughters, people who are desperate for what the oil of my life is because they're ready to run. I don't have time to keep moving back and slow back and waiting to hear what you're saying and back. I don't have for a drawback to people. I don't have time for people coming and leaving and move back. This is a season where God has called me to accelerate prophetically, apostolically. He's sending men and women and daughters in our life who already are ready to work. We are in a time where there's an acceleration going on. You know what acceleration is going on? All of a sudden, overnight, the president want to get 400 billion masks, almost a half a billion masks. They're giving everything is literally free. You have to know that we are in accelerated time, and you have to accelerate right now. The men and women got to accelerate. See, this fast we on is not a diet. This fast we on is to clean up so we can speed up. We can move into the spirit realm. We can flow, and we can go into operation. It ain't time to be guessing. It's time to know. You don't have time to guess in this season. That was the last season when you were saying you were discerning, but really you were suspicious. You got to be able to discern in this season. You got to be able to discern the lepers. You have to be able to discern the sick, the destitute, and the brokenhearted. You got to tap into that spirit realm and go. You got to move into the spirit realm with acceleration and power. You ain't got time to worry about the man spitting in the person's face and wiping spit all over it and trying to figure it out. You don't got time to sit there and judge him. I told everybody that kept asking, I said, stop using the foolish thing to confound the wise. He's going to use that thing to confound the wise. He's going to make many of people go back to the scripture and read what the scripture is going to say. And so when Jesus went into the ground, he spit on the ground and picked up the clay, and then he wiped the man's eyes. And then another scripture says something else. Then you go back to Jeremiah. What did he say? He sent Jeremiah into the house, to the potter wheel. And what did he say? The clay of the dirt. He went back. The clay. Who is the clay? We are the clay. We are mold. We made from the dirt. So he went back and got the dirt. The dirt is us. We're the people that's going to dirt. He spit on the dirt. He spit on us to tell us we're going to live. So you got to pick up the revelation. You ain't got time to be sending all these emails and texting to people and say, what you think, what's your view? We don't have time for that. I am in a strategic time. This is all points bulletin for the men and women of God. I am in such a strategic place in God right now. I don't have time for petty conversation and mindsets that are not going where we're going. We are at a strategic time. We are in a state of emergency. We're moving like Liz Jess, and you're getting on the plane late. We're at this season, men and women of God, where we have to move with haste. We have to move with haste. God has men and women of God who understand the mantle phenomena. They understand the mantle change. They understand what God is saying right now. There are people right now that are destined for the oil on your life. They're destined for your next. They're destined for where you're going. And they don't need no delay. They're ready. They're coming ready. They're coming ready. And these things that I'm sharing now was prophesied weeks and months ago, years ago, days ago, hours ago. These things was already prophesied. And it's time to move with haste. And even I'm saying that because the woman of God that from Minnesota, you just saw a major breakthrough in your house. God just broke you through. Even when I was talking, God was moving over the husband. God was moving over your life. God was moving over conversation, the things that you all had going on between each other. And God is moving over those things. And this is a time to walk in forgiveness. People are trying to walk in forgiveness. Free yourself. Liberate yourself. Forgiveness ain't for them. Forgiveness is for you. You have to get your mind back. You got to get your body back. You got to get your spirit back. You got to get your soul back. Because God is doing some things really quickly. I'm telling you, we coming upon some things in the land that if you're not prepared for this zombie spirit that's getting ready to be released, if you're not prepared to tap into the spirit realm, you'll be sleeping with a zombie and it looks like a person that's nothing wrong with them. You have to know what you're doing right now in this season, people of God. You got to take the grip of the home of the porch and the altar right now. And in this season you're in, there are many churches that have bailed out. They bailed out. They quit. They threw in the towel. They got frustrated. Why? Because they were not prepared. Only those, as the word of the Lord God said in the book of, I believe it's Luke 14 and 25, when Yeshua said to those who follow him, and he turned to the multitude, he said, if you hate not your mother, father, sister, brother, children, your wife, yea, even yourself, you not can be a disciple. That word means learner of Yeshua. And what do people think? Oh, I'm going to quit. Because he wasn't talking about hating them. He's talking about hating what's in the bloodline that's causing you to deviate from the course and the action of his teaching. Anything that's deviating you from the course and the action of the teaching of Yeshua, you will not be able to survive. And then he said, which of you intend to build a house? Count up the cost. Said, count up the cost. Whether you have sufficient, that word means adequate to complete it. If not, guess what? People are laughing at the church world. Notice I said they're laughing at the church world. They're not laughing at the ecclesia because they have no power, because we're going back to the original. We bringing people out of incarceration. We bringing people out of brokenness. We bringing people out of destitute. We're not dealing with petty things in the season. We're going into the deep, into the spirit realm. We're tapping into those realms, and lives are being transformed. That's what God is not sending. God is not sending the simple minded. He's sending those bishops and prophets. He's sending those high-ranking authority people into the ministry because what they are, they need answers, and you are the answers to the world. You're the answer. When you go to a facility and it's already in the, it's already on Google, or it's already on Yahoo, or it's already in a phone book, and people walk right up to these churches and they're empty on a Sunday morning and the doors are closed, they're going to be seeking you out. They're going to be seeking your ministry out. They're going to be seeking you out. And so you have to be in a preparated state in this season of your life. In your mouth is the vaccine to the nation. Everything is being exposed right now. Everything is being exposed. The ancient spirit of Nephilim that operates through the substratum of people right now are being exposed. And they're running because we are revealing things to the nation, to the world, and to the depths of people's lives right now. These are critical times that we are in. And in these critical times, every word that you speak must be like Samuel. Every word that you speak will not fall to the ground. And God is going to guarantee you that none of your words will fall to the ground. You can even understand that from the Saul syndrome. Saul did things that was against Samuel, and God ejected him from reigning over what? Israel. That means promise. There's some people right now in position, and they have no authority over the promises of God. And the promises of God are yea, and they are amen in this season. They think they have it, but they're not. Where pulpits used to manipulate, control, yell and scream at them, people are not having that. They're the generation of baby boomers. Why did they call it a baby boomer? You know why they call it, the millennial generation? You know why they call it the millennial generation correction? It's because everything is happening overnight. Generation, millennial means 1,000 years. And to God, your 24 hours is 1,000 years. When you speak that word, you have went into the spirit realm and you have brought life to those generations, those children. Many of these children are powerful, prophetic children. They consider X-Men. You remember before X-Men, before they even made it millennial, all the movies were considered X-Men because they had a special type of breed of children. And they all prepared you through television, technology, to bring you where you were at. So we're dealing with that right now. We're dealing with right now. There's so much counterfeit residue being thrown around right now. Some of you are even being deceived by the counterfeit residue because it seems so good. Don't be a prophetic junkie. You better be prophetic yourself so you won't have to be a junkie. You have to know the presence and the power of God that's being released in the earth there. You have to be a discerner like never before because the kingdom of God is at hand. Where is it? It's in us. We're the kingdom of God. People are consulting everybody else around us except us. But God is raising up a prophetic and apostolic people that are releasing the oil of God, the mysteries of the kingdom of God, the phenomena of the kingdom of God, and they're giving answers to people. They are millionaires, trillionaires, billionaires. These people are ready to release finances to ministry, to houses, to homes. They are out here. Well, we've been crying and yelling for people to sow a tithe, a seed offering, a tithe offering. You're going to begin to see. They're going to write one check, and your life is going to forever be changed because they know that you're going to be a distribution for the kingdom of God, and your very words you spoke have changed the very bloodline of generational things. God is visiting these bloodlines. He's visiting the sins and iniquity, the third and fourth generation of these wealthy people, and they need a word from the Lord right now. Money, there's more money all over the world. There'll never be lacking any money in the land. There will never be lacking money. There will never be lacking money, saints. I want you to hear me. The problem is the vaccine is trying to stop the ideas in your mind, in your brain. Many of them, the thing right now is ideas. We have ideas. Some of you have witty inventions all over you. You went into churches, and those witty inventions went into incarceration because you sat and dealt with illegal pulpit, illegal people, illegal opportunity, illegal things. You got into these big old human warehouses, churches, and got lost in them, among them. God had to shut things down. He had to allow things happen so he can raise up a new people that would be able to not be operated as robots, to flow in the spirit of the kingdom of God. And that is where we at, thank you, God. That is where we at right now. Things are accelerating. They're moving fast. They're moving fast. Things are happening. We already, where we at? We're in the 18th day in the month of January. Some of you were just remembering the new year. Some of you were dealing with 2021. You are in the 2022. You are in the time of life. You are in the dispensation. The showdown is Judaism, and the showdown is the Gregorian calendar. Everybody know that except us. Nostradamus said this thing hundreds of years ago. And because most of the church world have been following the pagan festival, it was to turn you away from God. And some of you continue to follow the pagan festival, and you're going to miss God. Because I'm telling you, there's something coming in this land. If your mind is not connected to the frequency of the presence of God, you will miss it. And you will miss one day, and this season will cost you the next 15 years. 2 minutes will cost you the next 20 hours. You have to understand where you at prophetically and what God is doing in this dispensation. There's a conversation with eternity for people that sleep in time. I will not sleep in this time in this eternity presentation. God is moving. Angels are on assignment. They're ready to roll. They're ready to move. They're ready to speak. They're ready to take you into spiritual realm, spiritual portal. So you will be able to know what's coming in the land. You're watching a system in our government where the president doesn't even have power. He don't even know if he's up or down. You got world leaders around the world that are dealing with issues in their country. God is causing for us to move in this accelerated season, and he's giving you the power and the authority and the ability to move swiftly in it. Do not be distracted by every wave of doctrine, every form and fashion of things. Don't be waved by all the media hype. Don't be waved by what people are telling you and saying. We don't know what God is saying to any of these leaders. We don't know how God is preparing things. God is using so many things that are so foolish to confound the wise that the wise don't even know what they do because they're foolish. You have to know where you are at in the kingdom of God. You have to know your position. Demon spirits are being kind. They're very kind. They're very swifty, and they're trying to do everything to manipulate you. Some little simple thing can throw you off 10 days. Some little foolish stuff can throw you off a week. You have to be so strong in God. You got to be so discerning in God that nothing can move you because the spirit of deception is operating so strong in people's emotion and people's feeling. It ain't about their feeling. If you are a leader, you better walk in total authority and power. Don't get caught up in these people's feelings, because if you get caught up in that feeling, you will lose all the gas station in your filling station because you'll waste time trying to deal with people's emotion. They just want a short gratification. They're going back to the same way and the same thing. God has a prophetic people, I'm telling you, that's coming out of this cave of whatever it is, the Bula, whatever it is, the cave where Elijah was at. There's 7,000 others that have not vowed to Baal, period. You have to know where you are at of God right now. In this sleepless season and a sleepless night, God is raising up people. Look at the precipitation in the land. Look at the temperature in the land. Meteorologists can't even determine if it's cold or hot climate. They can't even tell you it was warm, but they can't even tell you it was cold. One day it's in the morning, it's 25 degrees, and before the noontime comes, it's almost 80 degrees. Some people walking in the house, walking outside with a coat, gloves on, and by the noon, precipitation is changing. That's where we are at in the land. And that is why people need a prophet in their life. They need men and women of God who's going to be able to tap into. We ain't talking about telling you got one sock on, you got a red sock and a white sock on. Well, you know you got a red sock and a white sock on. That's what everybody walk around now with mismatched socks. That's what everybody clowning. We know that. We're talking about tapping into the spirit realm to tell you the cellular systems of the organ, tell you the dimensions that are going on, tell you the place where God is taking you, telling you, moving you into the spiritual dimensions of God so you can herald the spirit of God for yourself. We're in a pivotal time. Thanks to God. So walk in that thing. Stay in that place of God. Don't let nobody interrupt your regularly scheduled conversation with eternity. Eternity is releasing some stuff that is so powerful right now. Some of you, God is giving you some stuff that is so powerful, you fool, because you've been ready to burst into the season with greatness from the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. And I'm celebrating the next of the men and women of God. I'm celebrating the next. I'm celebrating the next. Because it's happening right now. It's unveiling itself. It's unveiling itself. That's why people are coming. People are looking. People are crying out. They're ready. They have been incarcerated far too long. And some people are not going back. The church world will never be the same, even though they're coming back, trying to open up the door to go with the same old rhythm, the same old sound, the same old frequency, the same old issue, the same old people. It will never happen. You'll find a lot of people going to altars. They'll fall there because God is not going to allow his altar to be polluted by illegitimate and illegal people. You are at a critical crossroad in the systems of God right now, and he's raising up a prophetic voice. He's raising up men and women of God who are hungry and thirsty for his righteousness right now, and they're hungry and thirsty after him. They're ready. They're ready. Your ministry is ready. Your senior year is ready. You are ready. And now they're coming out. Now they're going to one variant after another variant. Then everybody is using emotion on the masses. But God is using reasoning for his feet. He's speaking to you. He's telling you what to do. But everybody's going in another direction. The people of God are going in a totally opposite direction because there's a road. There's a way that seemeth right unto a man, and the end thereof are the ways of death. And many people are walking into a death trap, and they don't even know it. And the ones that know that's a death trap, what they're trying to do is get you to walk into it first, and they ain't going to go themselves. So know, keep your eyes open, saints of God. Keep your eyes peeled to the things of the kingdom of God. Keep your eyes open to what's going on right now. It's happening before you, the very open eye. Some people can't pick it up because they're so distracted. They're so distracted. Anything that can come to them, they're so distracted. Don't let these distractions move you. Stay in that place of God. All of the distractions, everything, even simple stuff, are just distractions. It wants to move you. Stay focused. Keep your eyes focused on the things of God. Watch him move. The impossibles are happening. They're happening right now. What you've been planning to do in 10 years, God's going to let you go to a gas station, put gas in your car, and you're going to turn, and there are going to be people giving you property. I'm telling you, there's going to be stuff. There's so much stuff that God wants to lose to the kingdom of God because he want to prove to the satanic. He want to prove to the satanic spirit realm that I'm going to prosper my people, and my people will not betray my system because he has his hand. Everything is God. Everything is God. Everything you see belongs to God. He's the CEO of the universe. Stand on your post. Stand in your position and see the salvation of the Lord. That Egyptian which you saw yesterday, you'll never see it again. The same trap that they used yesterday, you'll never see it again. Isn't it interesting? Right after the season of God, of them sending these three white men in Georgia, they come right behind that and talk about, I can't even think of the young man that died back in the day, and all of those other white men got away with it. Nothing the enemy is getting away with. They're trying to throw everybody off. You see what they're doing? They're throwing everything off. They're trying to throw everything off. People of God, keep your eyes focused on what God is doing. Why? Because God is visiting the sins of the iniquity of the fathers to the third and fourth generation. He's visiting. And there are some of us, we are in the season of the season in the hour where God is getting ready to give us a generational blessing, but you connected to yourself to curse items. Look at what happened in Joshua chapter number 6, I believe it's 7. What happened? Achan brought stuff, cursed stuff. Be careful who you connect with. People, y'all just connected to all types of people because you're feeling good. You don't know these are cursed things. Why you say, oh, God, what's happening? Why am this is happening? You got to know who you connected with. Satan is bringing cursed stuff in the camp. They're bringing cursed people. They're connected to these people. These people, God, Ichabod is on the door. Ichabod is in their lives. They have an agenda. Know who you are in the kingdom of God, saints. I'm telling you. Know who you are. Here it is. God told Joshua in chapter number 1, everywhere that the sole of your feet will touch is yours. I'm giving it to you. You can possess it to the coast, all the way down into the coast. It is yours. And then chapter 6, here it is, Achan going to the camp and put it in the center of the camp, cursed item. You have to know. I'm telling you, be discerning, men and women of God. Be discerning who you date. Be discerning who's trying to sweep you back. Be discerning who's trying to take you back. You done went through that thing for 10, 15 years, and you think they're going to change now? Absolutely, unequivocally not. They ain't changed 15 years ago. Now, you didn't change, and all of a sudden they want to act right. No, you got your mind back. You got your body back. You got your spirit back. You got your soul back. You ain't need to go back to that. Ain't no time for the woman selling garage sale spirit. You better go and understand this is a caveat hour that God has us in. He's releasing things you have never experienced, seen, or known. And some of the stuff is scaring you because it looks too good to be true. But you better celebrate that God is bringing you out of the pain into the purpose and the prominence that he has for your life. I'm thanking God for what he's doing for the people of God. Celebrate him. Bless him. Sow into the right ministry. Sow into the people that are blessing you. Sow into the people that are connecting with you. Sow into the people that you eat for that table. Don't be going back to those tables and regurgitating and vomiting and getting sick. Go sow into ministries that have opened up the portal and blessed your life. You ain't seen nothing yet what God is getting ready to release. You ain't seen nothing yet what God is getting ready to put in your life and put in your heart and put in your mind. You ain't seen nothing yet what God is getting ready to do. It's happening right now. Things are happening in your life. I'm telling you, you ain't seen yet what the government is getting ready to release the people. They release your mask. No, you can keep your mask. I watched The Lone Ranger a long time ago. I ain't in that secret. You got to understand what he's doing right now for you in this hour that you are. Because Lone Ranger was a phony movie anyway. It was a black man who was a marshal back in the 1800s. No, never lost a single person he was sent out. He was a marshal and arrested everybody. Then they create a white man and put a mask over his face and call him the Lone Ranger. No, the black man, so everybody can know that. You can do your math. Go back and study it, too. You got to understand where we are. Everything is coming to the surface. It's coming together now. There's a rising up. Census have been counted. And in the census, they have chosen and selected who they want. But you better know that you are among the ones that God has selected and chosen to overtake them. The kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. You ain't got time for no pity party with all of these spirits. You got to take it by force. You in a war for your life. This year, this life, this season of mastery is the season to tap into it. You ain't going to get it back like this. I'm telling you, the earth is moving. Look at what they said all around the world. They're finding discovery that's been in the earth realm for billions of years. Look at these. Look at what they didn't discover billions of years ago. Look at what's coming out of the earth. They got something shooting out of the hemisphere right now. It's going to take 100 million years to get here. I'm telling you, we are in a powerful time. There's something on its way, and it's far greater than you can ever imagine. People of God, raise your cup and prepare to celebrate what God is doing in this season for us. What the enemy has prepared against us, it's turning on each other. You're going to watch. You're going to see. It's going to turn. All the people that had the laugh, the first laugh, you're going to see going to get the last laugh. God's people are coming to position. God's people are coming to the forefront with power and authority, and we're not scared. We're not going to sit and compromise. We're not going to sit at the table and compromise our integrity, our family, our love. It's all coming to the surface, and it's being revealed. And guess what? Demonic spirits and strongholds, they are afraid of you. They're afraid of you because of what you're carrying, what you have, what you house, because God has selected you for such a time as this. Amen. So we bless the Lord for you, saint of God. We bless the Lord for you on today. We bless the Lord for you, you, and you on today in this pivotal time in the kingdom of God. All right. Hallelujah. All right, intercessors, prayer warriors, we thank God. We speak strength back over you all. We thank God for you, you, and you, and your ministry. We thank God for the Eastern time zone, the Pacific time zone, those in the Central time zone. We thank God for what the Lord has done, what the Lord has spoken as vessels in this season. Rest in him and watch the things he's going to do for you in your ministry on today. All right, anyone else have something to say? Real quickly.
Yes, good evening.
Good evening.
Yes, I was calling Prophet to see if you could interpret a dream that I had this morning. It's a very short, very short thing.
Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah.
Okay. In the dream, it was a large body of water, a large body of water. I don't even much know how I got in the water, but I was in the water, and if my feet, if I was to trying to stand up, it had no way for me to stand. I was just underneath the water. My head wasn't on top of water. I was just underneath the water, holding my breath. And it's like if you hold your breath so long, the water is getting in your nose and stuff. But I was able to still take a bigger breath underneath the water. And at one point underneath the water, it was like, in my mind underneath the water, it's like, there's nothing else I can do. It's just so much water. And I just like, just closed my eyes. But I wasn't afraid of anything in the water. And so that's it. That was just a dream. So when I woke up, I wasn't afraid either. And I was like, Lord, what are you saying? What is this dream? So it had no room for me to stand up or anything. I was just underneath the water. Underneath it. But like I said, I was able to take a big breath and breathe again under the water. Like, you know. And I couldn't understand that dream.
Okay. So anybody else can come in and give a little interpretation of it as well. What you're saying is early this morning, I just want to make sure I'm bearing record to what you're saying. You were in a dream, and you saw a huge body of water, but you were under the water. But under the water, you were holding your breath. Now, while you were there, was it a place of a fight or a battle or the place of a peace?
It was no fight, no struggle, no anything. It was just like peace.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So, at the place that you were in this body of water, was this water clear water? Was it dark water?
No, it was clear water. It was clear water. It was real clear, like light blue. It was like a river or... It was a large body of water, I know that.
Okay.
A large body of water. I don't even know how to get in the water.
Okay. This is what I sense, and like I said, anyone else who God speaks to that wants to share and give a woman God clarity. This is what I sense in the spirit. I sense that where you at now, there's so much that God is doing, but you're sitting in the middle of it. And in the middle of it, everything is made clear to you, but you're not making a move in it. So in this water that you're in, everything is made clear to you. You're there, and it's a lie. So whatever you're at right now, you're being distracted. You're right in the middle of everything you need, and it's being clear. What's the delay? What's holding you up? What's keeping you at the place you're at? So there's things that God is trying to get you to see. We're trying to get you to ascertain, but you're right in the middle of it. And it's huge, and it's clear to you. So there is something that God, you're doing specifically, that the Lord is letting you know. You're in it. It's more than enough. There's things to happen, but you're in it clear because it's a huge. And if you're taking it to the river part of it, the river or the ocean, the rivers and oceans are different. There's so many things that the Lord is making available for you and preparing for you to have. So you will be able to flow in those things, and you will be able to move in those things strategically. And as you're standing there, you allow. Do not stand there. Begin to move. While God has these things open to you, and it's available to you and for you, just begin to move. Because in the dream realm, there's things that God is making available to many people. And he's giving you opportunity in the dream world and the unconscious state to see what you're able to do in the conscious state. So as you move in those things, and as things are being clear and it's huge, it's time to make that move in the season in those areas. Amen.
Okay.
So whatever you wrote down, whatever you've been talking about, you've been delaying, you've been holding on. Just trust God. He's going to move on those things.
Okay.
Amen. If anyone else want to release something to the woman of God, you can do that as well.
Amen.
The word of God says through two or three witness things that can be, the other witness of the prophetic God will reveal things to you. All right, there's someone else want to share with her something that God gave you?
Yes, amen. God bless you. I thank God for what you share with her, and thank God for like you said, between every two or three witnesses that God's word be established. And I was hearing when she was saying it that she's ready to receive the deep. She's stepping out into the deep, but she said she couldn't swim. She didn't say she couldn't swim. She said her feet was in the water, but she couldn't touch the ground. So it's like she stepped out into something deep. And so the Lord was, I was hearing God saying, tell her that she's ready to receive the deep. And then as you were sharing with her, so even though you out in the deep and you ready to receive the deep, God said, there's something for you to do in the deep. So you need to move, because God, as you move into the deep, then you'll start moving into your purpose of what God is giving you to do out into the deep, because you're already out there in the deep. And you're ready to receive it, so that's why you're in it. But as you begin to move, as Papa was saying, I see God moving you into the assignment of what he would have you to do out into the deep. Because if you just stand there, you become stagnant. And become stagnant, then you can harbor disease. But as you start moving and troubling the waters, and I believe you're in an ocean, you know, the deep of the ocean, with blue and flowing, but when you move into the river, you're moving a current going upstream. So as you move, you'll probably move out of the oceans into the rivers where you can flow upstream into the rivers of living water. So that's how that's being established.
Okay. Amen. Hallelujah. I hope that makes sense. They did help you.
Yes. And for some reason, kept coming to my mind this morning, it just kept coming to my mind saying, I'm standing with a purpose. Standing with a purpose. That just kept coming in my mind this morning.
Amen. Amen. Walk in that purpose. That's the place to attain. That you need to attain. Yeah. Please bless the Lord for you and today, woman of God.
Okay, thank you.
Walk in that purpose. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Amen. I bless you on today, woman of God. Hallelujah.
I bless you also.
Yeah. All right. Anyone else today? Hallelujah. Well, we thank God. Administrator Rita Bryant, any final words over there, kingdom leader? Administrator Bryant. Hallelujah. All right. We bless the Lord for intercessors and prayer warriors and your great kingdom leaders on today. Continue to stay in that place of the Lord. We desire to be a blessing to this ministry as we share the word of God globally around the world. You can do it by going to Cash App, RFPIM, or you can do it via Zelle. @YouRestoreU, that's the letter U, @yahoo.com, or you can go to our ministry website. Our ministry website is YouRestoreU, the letter U, .org. YouRestoreU, the letter U, .org. It'd be a blessing. If you want to mail a seed to the ministry, you can mail that seed to 231 East 146th Street in Harvey, Illinois. 231 East 146th Street in Harvey, Illinois. You can put it attention, Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, or RFPIM. Amen. If you're doing a check or money order, just put it. Acronym, the R for Restoration, F for Foundation, P for Prophetic, I for International, M for Ministry, and be a blessing. We thank you in advance for your seed into the ministry work and into the work that we're doing in advance on today. Amen. All right, people of God, we're going to be hitting the different cities around the United States And we're looking forward to meeting you in one of those cities in the USA. If you're in that particular city or region, please feel free to join us in those services. We'd love to see you in the building. If you're a first-time listener, if you're first-time connected with us, and if you're first-time with us, and let us know who you are when you get into those services. Let us know what ministry you're from. Let us know how you heard from us. We'd like to connect with you, and we'd like to connect with you in this season. Many things God is doing, so we are connected with the men and women of God, our ministry, and we want to connect with your ministry. We want to connect to what God is doing in your life and for your life, because very important for the divine connection. There are many connections that the Lord is making, and we want to make sure we are connected to the right people and the right sources in this season of our life. All right. Don't forget to join us, Drive By with the Prophet. We're sharing that throughout the week. Join us Tuesday night, 7:45. We'll be sharing the Word of God. On Sunday morning, 7 a.m., join us on our blog talk, 7 a.m. blog talk. We'll be transitioning into the FaceTime as well, and join us at 11 o'clock in our service. Actually, we go live on Facebook at about 11:45, between 11:45 and 12, based upon our worship experience, we let God have us well. We'll just bring you all in live during that time. All right, we're going heading down up the road to Hampton, Virginia, Newport News. We'll be joining Apostle Maurice Simmons and Prophetess Eugenie Simmons for What's Love Conference 2022. Looking forward to seeing many of you there. So wherever you're at around the United States and the world, join us there. We're going to be there coming in on February 19th and the 20th, two powerful days of great sharing, talking, and expounding on the power of God's love and the things that the Lord is doing. We're looking forward to a great season, a great time. We've got new covenant partners in those cities, in those towns, in that area, North Carolina, South Carolina, in that region, in the region there, New Jersey, Delaware, Philadelphia area, Virginia, West Virginia. So we're thanking God for those that are connected in Florida, in Louisiana, and many of the people we're meeting in Texas and Nevada. So we're looking forward to a great time that weekend, and certainly I know you will be blessed. You will have more information. You can go to my Facebook page and see information there, or you can go over to their Facebook page as well. The information and more information forthcoming. And I'm excited. We're preparing for our church celebration 2022. It will be March 26th, 26th, and 27th. 2022. So 3,000 of the services. Looking forward to a great time in the Lord. I'm telling you, thank you, God. I'm just excited about the Lord. And I'm hanging around excited people. You hang around me, it's contagious. My excitement in preaching is contagious. I'm excited. I can't give nothing left but the best. Amen. We have a passion for ministry and love what we do to touch God's people. So when you come into our atmosphere, just come into the atmosphere prepared. Prepared to shout, prepared to jump, prepared to be teach, prepared to be laid hands on, prepared to receive an envelope. One quote or one comment that's going to release a word to your life. So we bless you on today. Thank you, God. All right, join us sometime today. We might jump on and drive back with the prophet. Many of you joined us last night. We had a great time on last night, and I tell you, it was a powerful time. We had a great time in the Lord. So I bless the Lord for you. Thank God for you. Intercessors and prayer warriors, thank you. Appreciate you all on today. We thank God for the work that you're doing. And we surely thank God for you all connecting with us, and we're connecting with you. We need you definitely in this season. We appreciate you. And if you're interested in being part of the ministry and to connect with us, we'd love to see you part of it. We'd love to have you part of what we're doing. I'm excited about the kingdom of God. And so in my excitement, it's contagious enough to share with many of you on today. I thank God for you on today. All right. Any final words from any of you intercessors in prayer warriors that prayed today? All righty. Bless the Lord for you. Thank God for our kingdom leaders, sons, and daughters on here. Bless the Lord for you all as well. We appreciate you all, your ministry, and the work that God is doing for you, Restoration Truth Ministry, Hampton. Thank God for you on today, the Way of Life Holiness Church, Joliet. Thank God for you today. Our Family Fellowship Church, South Carolina, Marion, South Carolina. Thank you, Apostolic House of Deliverance. Thank God for you all. Restoration Foundation, Prophetic International Ministry. Thank God for you. New Bethel, Church of God in Christ. Thank God for Sister Pam, the pre-first lady, the new first lady there. We just thank God for many of you and our ministry work that you're doing for the kingdom of God. Thank God for Pastor Sherry Johnson, who's connected with us as well, her ministry and the work that God is doing there for them. Thank God for Pastor Harris, amen, for what they're doing there and his ministry there. First Oil Worship Center there. Some of them are doing a deal with conference line and phone line. So we thank God for the work God is doing in you all on today. All right, thank you, God. We appreciate you on today. We love you and mention it. Stay in the place of God. Have a phenomenal day in the Lord. Go in the power and the strength. We'll talk to you soon. And shalom in your court. My prayer for you on today. God bless you.